Blog Talk Radio.
Was a man to fear. You have Steve Van Buren and Otto Graham. Johnny United had the arm of a superman. We had Charlie Trippi and Gino Marquette. If you're searching for a champion, they're your best bet. Which I could quarterback like Johnny Lou Jack or even Sid Luffin, as a matter of fact. Do you remember Red Brains, the galloping ghost? He could do a 95 running coast to coast. You had Norm Van Brocklin, a real great player, so swift with his moves that he could be mayor. Y.A. Tittle, Allie Madison, hey, I remember all those guys from back in the day.
It's the sort of thing, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe. Football, 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 football.
All right. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the CMT Firestone Football Talk Show. My name is Claus Mathis. I'm here from the CMT Firestone Studios here in Tampa, Florida, where we're going to give you unedited, objective analysis on college and professional football. I like to start with a panel. We have a short panel today. Some more people are coming. First and foremost, we have from the city of Tampa also, Mr. Antoni Whiteley, the mouth of the South. What's good?
What's up, people? How y'all doing? I am so ready to crab legs this right now.
All right. Right now, we also have from the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, Mr. James Bell. What's good, James?
Yeah, and that's not over to them crab legs. Give me about 2 pounds of pork, this month.
All right. Now, hey, if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-237-5539. We welcome your calls. We're going to have a very lively debate today. But before we get into my article, I have a controversial article on the projection of Jameis Winston in the NFL. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first and foremost, let's talk about some news that's going on in the NFL. Right now, Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, has signed a six-year, $126 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, and $61 million is guaranteed. And it's actually going to surpass Drew Brees' $60.5 million that he signed in 2012. So basically, this is the most guaranteed money in NFL history by a quarterback. I want to get your viewpoint on this. What's your take on this? Is this a wise move by the 49ers? Let me start with you, Wiley.
Absolutely. It's definitely a smart move on the 49ers' point. If you're looking at the future, this man has already shown you that he can produce. I mean, he went and uprooted your starting quarterback and has taken you to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl every single year since he's been there. If you're looking at the future, this man has shown you he's got the next 15 years locked down. And because he's got the next 15 years locked down, you got to invest in that or somebody else will. You don't want to take a chance of losing this guy to someone else and losing all of the money that he has brought back to San Francisco. You got to realize San Francisco was the place to be back in the 90s when they were winning all of the Super Bowls. But then when they fell off, they started losing all that revenue, all those commercials, all those shirts and all of that stuff. Kaepernick has brought that back to San Francisco. They are rolling in money, and that's why they can offer him that kind of money up front. It's because he has brought that money back to the Bay Area, and because he's done it, he well deserves it.
Well, I mean, do you think that his style of play, he's a guy that, you know, runs a lot and he can get hurt. And he really hasn't he has flashes of being a very good passer in the league. But do you think that may be a slight more than what the 49ers could hope for? Because, 61.
I'm just going to say it like this. People like you are traditionalists. Y'all are holding on to that traditional quarterback. The future of the NFL is the mobile quarterback. Michael Vick, those types of people are changing this league. And if you don't adapt with it, you are going to end up being the Cleveland Browns of 2020. Pocket quarterback is a thing of the past. You need a mobile quarterback.
I mean, has there ever been who's won more Super Bowls, a mobile quarterback or a pocket quarterback?
The league has changed, Clausell. That's what I'm trying to make you understand. You cannot judge the future on the past.
Oh, the past being within 5 years?
Yes. The past and the last 5 years, mobile quarterbacks have won it.
Really?
Yes.
Let's look at the
name the last five Super Bowls.
All right, last year it was Russell Wilson, he's a mobile. The year before that, okay, it was the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. What's his name? I can't even think of the name off the top of my head.
Oh, Flacco don't count.
Flacco don't count? Are you one?
Because that was a defensive win. That wasn't about their offense. The Ravens' offense had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, okay. The year before that, Eli Manning. The year before that, it was Ben Roethlisberger, I think. No, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. The year before
mobile quarterback.
It was Eli Manning again. And then the year before that, it was – I can't remember the previous year. I don't have the list of Super Bowl champions.
The Steelers. Don't forget. It was Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger. All right.
Yes. So, mobile quarterbacks. Four of the last five Super Bowls have been mobile quarterbacks. You got to be able to move in that pocket. It's the future of the NFL.
All right, let me get James' take on this. What's your take on this, James?
Well, I mean, I think it's a pretty good decision by the 49ers investing in their young quarterback. But to me, it's gonna be like a wait and see mode after the next 2 or 3 years, because we're gonna have to find out what happens to like the people like Frank Gore, or like Crabtree, Bolden, and Davis. Are they going to keep those four in the nucleus within the next 2 or 3 years to stick with Kaepernick? And if not, who are they going to put in their place? I don't know if this contract is going to be much of a hit in the salary cap for the 49ers. I really don't think so, but, I mean, they got to do, what they got to do to keep that quarterback, because they're not going to get a quarterback with his type of skills or skill set, so to speak, in the National Football League. Now, on the Tony's point in reference to mobile quarterbacks, I kind of agree with that, but I want to add a little bit more to it. I think what you need in the NFL is like a quarterback who makes decisions quick. Defenses are getting bigger and faster, into the quarterback, into the receivers. So you got to have something where you have a quarterback that makes a quick decision and a sure decision in the NFL, because, 3 to 5 seconds is all the time in the world in the National Football League, from a big play on offense to a bad play on offense.
That's a great point, James. Great point.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, hopefully I'm glad for Colin Kaepernick, and hopefully, you know, the 49ers get a return on their investment. And again, if you want to call in, please call in 347-237-5539, and we're going to get into our Jameis Winston discussion soon. All right. Now I want to get to the next topic about Dan Marino. It was alleged that he was going to file a lawsuit against the NFL for concussions, and then he withdrew his lawsuit, saying it was a mistake by his lawyer, which was kind of suspicious to me. But I guess this sort of topic is just – I just want to sort of springboard to another topic in regards to players suing the NFL for concussions. I want to know, what's your take on that? Do you think it's a good thing that the players are doing that? Do you think it's a bad thing that the players are doing that? Let me start with you, James. What's your take on this?
Well, I mean, it's kind of sketchy, if you will, because, I mean, in the case of Dan Marino, I mean, you really didn't see anything over the course of his career where he really, like, had a, you know, very dangerous situation or a serious injury or anything like that. You don't really necessarily know about, you know, any concussions, like with, say, Troy Aikman, or like a big hit like Jaworski got from Lawrence Taylor. So for Marino to, you know, come out like that, it's kind of weird.
Thysman,
that's right, okay. Thysman. Yeah, it was Thysman that had that big hit. But, you know, I think it was something for, like, some type of notoriety. You know, what I've heard since, you know, he isn't on CBS anymore. You know, they don't have much to do. I don't know if he still has those car dealerships down there or not. But I mean, as far as, like, net worth, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty straight as far as I know. But that was, like, kind of questionable to me.
Okay. All right, what's your take on this, Watley?
I have to agree in part with what James just said, but I really think that the whole purpose for this is the players are trying to get a face to their issue, a face that America loves, not just a face that a certain city loves or a face that a certain area loves, but a face that America loves. And Dan Marino would be that face. And I really think that he thought, yeah, I can do this for you. And then he rethought about it and said, okay, I do this, I could lose some of the things that I already have because now I'm taking sides. And I think he overthought it. And when he thought it, he realized that no matter how much he gained from this lawsuit, if he gained anything, he could be losing sponsors. He could be losing all kinds of things because they need that clean cut, without a problem person. And if he goes and takes a side of this issue, then he has created a problem for himself. And I think he thought it over and he was smarter about it and went a different direction.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, to have Dan Marino there, he was kind of one of – would I put Dan Marino on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks?
Yes.
Is it fair to
absolutely.
Put him
absolutely.
A top five all-time quarterback?
Absolutely.
So, it would be kind of sketchy putting Dan Marino up there. That kind of caught me off guard because it doesn't even seem like he has any problems right now. But, hey, you know, I shouldn't necessarily go by that. It's just odd that I saw Dan Marino there. You know, maybe he needs some money.
Yeah, I heard he had a child out of wedlock, too.
Exactly. So, you know, that could factor in, too. So, he does. It's official. But so that could factor in, too. You know, he needs child support, stuff like that. So he may have some money issues, but they'll take care of him down there in Miami. He's the face of Miami still, probably.
Absolutely. They love him in Miami.
Yeah.
Now, I want to get into – I'm going to stick on this we'll talk before we get into college because we've got a lot to talk about in college. Robert Griffin III, you notice he's not getting that much media attention this summer in comparison to last summer, and RG3 is kind of happy with that. And I want to kind of get you guys, and I know you live in the DMV area, James, and I'm going to ask your opinion in a second, but let me ask Watley's opinion first in regards to what's your projection of RG3 for the upcoming season? What do you think? Is he going to go back to 2000, the previous, his rookie year, or is he going to go back to last year? What do you think is going to happen with RG3?
The Washington Redskins are going to win the NFC East. I can put it that simple. I will say it out loud on national radio live. The Washington Redskins will win the NFC East. He had one of the biggest problems he had was he was always having to get himself mobile because those receivers of his, while they were okay, they were not the superstar caliber that they needed to be. Well, he has addressed that. DeSean Jackson is a superstar. And now that he's got him a superstar, not only does he have him a superstar, he has a superstar that's mad as hell at the top talent in that division, and that's the Eagles. And they're going to play them two times next year. I see them beating them both times and winning the NFC East. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even think he's got to be great for them to win it, because I think they got a chip on their shoulder, and it ain't going to be about RG3. It's going to be about DeSean Jackson and that team putting a whooping on Philadelphia.
Okay. I don't know, man. I mean, I think Nick Foles, he doesn't get the respect that he deserves as being a very good quarterback. He's earned it the hard way. I kind of got respect for Nick Foles. I think the Eagles can make the playoffs again this year under Nick Foles. I think he's a proven starting quarterback in the National Football League.
Now, I didn't say they wouldn't make the playoffs. I said not win the East. There's a difference.
I thought you just said Redskins would win the NFC East.
Yeah, I said Philadelphia will not win the NFC East. You're talking about Foles will take them to the playoffs. Yeah, they might make the playoffs, but the Washington will win the NFC East.
Okay. Even with the Giants, I don't know, man. I can't really predict the NFC East right now, so we'll see. I don't know. And again, if you want to call in, 347-237-5539. We welcome all calls. Let me get on your take, James, on the Redskins situation. What do you think?
Well, in reference to this conference, well, you know, being in the DMV, of course, you know, we hear about, you know, RG3 almost every single day. We got those little posters over on every single subway store we got out here. But you know, me and my friends, we just clown on RG3 and the Redskins here, but as far as, like, the NFC East is concerned, I still favor the Philadelphia Eagles to win the division over, you know, the Redskins, Cowboys, and Giants. The thing with the Washington Redskins, I mean, it's not necessarily their offense, one. It's their defense that was a question last year. They have a new coach this year, so I don't know how, you know, they're going to react to that. Carricker's coming back from injury. And I think London Fletcher retired too, so that you know, that front seven is going to be a question. And then with who they have Gruden as coach now, we have to see how their offensive scheme looks with RG3 and you know, Davis there in the backfield, and also if they're going to use Helu also in the backfield with Davis, so. I'm still favoring the Eagles to win that division right now. And this is going to be a wait-and-see approach about the Redskins. I don't know if they're going to, like, you know, improve greatly from last season. But maybe they'll go 8-8.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe. I don't know their schedule, so I don't know who they're playing out of, you know, out of the division. So that's why I just say, you know, a little 8-8 right now.
Oh wow! That is no respect.
I mean, it's not like the respect. It's like what of their defense? Their defense was one of the biggest questions or one of the, you know, biggest failures that they had last season. A lot of,
wow.
I mean, remember that game against, what was that, the game against the Eagles in FedEx Field, where the Eagles just torched them?
Wasn't yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, but
then,
they got new coaches this year. They got new coaches.
Yeah, they do. So, and that's the thing is, like, every time, you know, pretty much it's like, when the team gets a new coach, that's like one of the biggest questions they have, unless it's the coach that people like really, really know about. You know, so, and this one is going to be his first go-round with an NFL team as a head coach. So we'll see how he fares.
I really, like I said, I'm still giving it to the Redskins. For me, the Redskins is going to win that division. The NFC is definitely one of the most competitive divisions in NFL football. I mean, you have four legitimate teams.
Mm.
The Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Redskins. I mean, those are all legitimate teams. And because they're all legitimate, anything could happen on any given day.
Well, yeah, anything can happen, but to me, as far as, like, that whole conference goes, that division, I'd say the NFC South and the NFC West are better divisions than the NFC East.
But I want to interject here. We got Callie Mike on now online. Callie Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Redskins, and then, hold on, let Watley go first, and you can go.
I just, for me, I really think the Redskins are going to show themselves to be a legitimate force in the NFC East this year. Now, I don't know how they're going to turn out in the playoffs, but I really do think that they're going to win the East this year.
Well, you got an opinion on there, Callie Mike?
The NFC East stinks.
I mean,
they
stink.
The Redskins was 3-13 last year. Are we expecting them to have a 10-game turnaround? If they do, that'd be like the greatest turnaround in NFL history, I believe, in one season. I mean,
I don't know about that.
Didn't they win the division 2 years ago with a 9-7 record?
I think maybe. The Giants stink. Dallas stinks. Philadelphia is not very good. I mean, to me, like I say, to me, when you talk NFC, either you're talking San Francisco, Seattle, maybe Green Bay now that you're going to get a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely. With Cali Mike, when you're talking anything, you're talking West Coast.
Those are the best teams.
Whatever.
Right now. I mean, it wasn't like that historically.
Whatever.
Yeah, the best two teams in the NFC are on the West Coast. We know that now.
Arizona
was 10-6, and St. Louis is going to surprise the hell out of somebody.
Yeah, but you can't really indicate like West Coast and NFL teams because NFL teams got players from all over the country, so you can't really.
That don't really
represent the West Coast.
The college teams, that's not true.
Oh, we're about to get into that in a second. You know what? That's going to be a question we're going to ask. Where are the best athletes come from in this country? All right, we're gonna get to that a little later. that's another topic right there.
They don't come from Alabama. I know that much.
Per capita, they do. But
no, they don't.
Yes, they do. Player, whatever. Let's just. Are we going
to
argue about that?
No, no,
we're going to argue about that.
No,
we're going to argue about that in the future.
No, no.
I don't want to sidetrack here. Let's move on here. And if anybody wants to call in, chime in 347-237-5539. Get your friends. Get everybody, man. We're about to have a great discussion here. All right, now, let's get into a little college here. First and foremost, Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M. It seems like Texas A&M has done well recruiting, with the exception of Alabama. I think they're like number two behind Alabama in the past year or two. But they've had a lot of their players have had a lot of off the field issues. As a matter of fact, he dismissed two players. I think one of them is Morris Claiborne's brother or something like that. And the Isaac Goldston, they had felonies. I can't know specifically what they had. Something about stealing and purchasing marijuana, something like that. Yeah, it happened today. They dismissed him today. So it seems like Texas A&M has a lot of athletes, but a lot of their athletes, not a lot, but at least about six or seven of them, are getting to off-the-field problems. And these two guys that he dismissed today, they were starters on the football team. So what's your take in regards to Texas A&M, and also what's your take in regards to players just having a successful college football program? Do you have to get edgy players? Is it better to get the edgy players who are good, or get the good players who are? I mean, get the good character guys, but they might not necessarily be good. What is better for your program? So let me start with you, Callie Mike. What's your take on this?
First, I just want to say that Texas A&M is, if not this year, next year, I think they're gonna become the dominant force in the SEC.
Okay.
If you look at what they've done just three years, I mean, Johnny Manziel was not from a highly recruited class. The state of Texas produces the best high school football.
Are you kidding? Oh my God!
Hey, let him finish.
The state of Texas produces the best high school football. University of Texas routinely gets the best athletes from the state of Texas.
Oh my God.
Now you got Texas A&M that's in the SEC. They're going to get, look at the talent that they pulled. They just now got the number one quarterback, 2 days ago? You know, they routinely pulled the best talent. Once you start getting these kids together and you got a coach they've already beaten top teams in the SEC. They just didn't have the rosters, you know, to keep it together for the full year. But once you start getting these a full roster, blue chip recruits, it's going to be a wrap. You know, it's simple. They're getting the best talent from the best state that produces high school football, and once you start getting that, I mean, they're doing what Texas should have been doing for the past. You know, you look at the teams Texas didn't put out. I mean, besides that team, where they beat USC, I mean, they should have had at least three or four other national championships, too. I mean, national titles, too. You know,
Kelly Mike, I don't know where you get your information from.
No, Kelly, hold on. Tex, I mean, Wiley. Kelly Mike's right in a sense of the majority of Division I football players come from the state of Texas. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's the biggest state. It's Texas. Then Florida and then California. All your talent
is going to come from Texas, California, and Florida.
In quantities, yeah, that's right. But per capita,
Before we start talking about capita, I got the website here. I got the data to back it up. Now you're about to try to throw Alabama in there.
Well, I mean, they're number two per capita. They're number two behind Louisiana per capita.
That per capita don't matter. But anyway, like I say, the most talent you're going to get is going to come out of those three states. high school football.
Yeah, no, but hold on. I'm not saying that in terms of quantity. The most talent, yeah. The number of players, yes.
Most
because you've got to think about it.
They're highly
populated states. They're highly populated states.
Talent.
You don't want to let me finish this. You know I'm preaching this truth.
New York, Hold on, New York got a higher population than Florida and Texas. They don't, so that population.
But they're not in a warmer climate. They're not in a warmer climate. So when you talk about per capita,
they don't put out more basketball players either.
Let me finish.
Never let me finish. Hold on.
You know,
they, like they say, you're gonna get the most talent coming in these three states. High school football in Texas is not. No matter what you tell me, no state, no matter how much talent they put out, Florida puts out a lot of talent. But high school football in Texas are on a completely different level than any other state. Whatever.
That is crazy.
Until you show me other teams where
I'm going to show you National High School Football Championship.
You show me
National High School Championship in Florida.
Hey, Kelly, until
you show me a high school team in another state that got a $60 million.
No, you show me who has won the most high school national championships, Texas or Florida. You show me. Google it right now. Google it. I guarantee you it's the state of Florida.
Hold on, Kelly, Mike. I know
which school has the most high school national championships. That's De La Salle, California.
We are talking Texas or Florida. You keep talking about Texas. Ain't nobody trying to hear nothing about no Texas.
Texas, yes.
Kelly,
Texas,
Mike, let's let Watley go. And Watley, when you get done, let Kelly, Mike rebuttal. Okay. Well, I want to get something here because per capita,
look,
Louisiana.
You have to understand again.
Right, go, Watley. Go.
Texas is probably 2 times the size of Florida as far as size and people. Houston alone probably has more people in it than Orlando, Tampa, and St. Petersburg put together. And that's just one city. Yes, of course, Texas has 10 times more people in it than Florida has in it. But every year, you have a high school football championship. If those guys in Texas are so damn good, why are they getting their ass whooped by the Florida teams? If they're so awesome, why do they go to the national championship and get mud stomped every year by the Florida teams? Google it and see who is better. Florida or Texas?
I'm about to post it. Okay, let me hold up. Since the year 2000, these are the national high school championships. Concord, De La Salle. South Lake, Texas. Lakeland, Florida, shared with South Lake, Texas. For two years, Lakeland and South Lake shared the national championship. The next year, Cincinnati, Ohio, Xavier. Next year, Northwestern. Next year it was St. Thomas Aquinas.
We don't need the names of the school. We need the states. Tell me what state they came from.
Well, no. So you don't even know the school. Everybody.
No. Everybody that's listening to this radio station don't live in Florida, so they don't know the names. Say the states. We are not just talking to each other. I know who you're talking about. Tell the audience who it is. Tell the audience who it is.
Can we talk one at a time, please? All right.
Tell the audience who, what state.
Hold on. We got to, real quick. Hey, we got a caller here. Let's interject here, and then you can go back and rebut, Cali Mane. New York, 914.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? This is Eric, man. What's going on?
What's good, man?
What's up, man?
Good. All right. Hey, no, there's no way that Texas football is better than Florida's. Florida has better athletes. They more players go to the NFL out of Florida. Texas obviously is bigger, you know, and they're going to have athletes that come out of Texas. I mean, because it's your state, you know. But Florida, I mean, if you look at per capita, you look at the colleges there. I mean, you could take FSU, Miami, Florida alone. I mean, and just look at the players that have come out of there, you know, the last 10, 15 years. Compare them to Texas A&M, and like TCU, and see how many players.
Hold on, Eric. Is TCU a major college football school?
No. I wouldn't put them in the major conference.
Hold on. Let me finish. You just now named Florida, Florida State, and Miami, all major college football schools. And besides, Texas A&M just now came on. So basically, you just compared 3-1 against University of Texas.
Okay, but I mean, Texas A&M. Texas just won a national championship not too long ago with Vince Young. I mean, so it's not like they don't.
That was 10 years ago.
But still, I mean, yeah, they Texas still. A&M. But look at Johnny Manziel. I mean, in Texas A&M. So it's not like they don't have players. And it's not like if you were to compare those two states and have like an all-star game between those three schools, Texas A&M, I mean, and TCU, those are major schools. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson came out of TCU,
among other players.
This
is what you guys don't understand. They've done this before. There was a Texas versus the World game. There was a California Florida Bowl, which California routinely whooped Florida's ass. And I can pull up the stats and put them on the CMT page, but y'all probably don't want to act like you don't want to see it. There's a Texas versus the World high school championship. There's a Texas versus the Texas versus the World or Texas versus the country. They got a college game and a high school game. That's what I'm saying. These games are being played. I just put the high school national championship stats up on the CMT page. If you guys want to ignore them, then go ahead and ignore them. If you want to read them and see where these championships are coming from, please feel free.
High school don't even matter, really. It don't even really matter. It matters who goes to the league. It matters who goes to the league out of those two states. Which player produces more NFL players? And Division One player.
Players can go to any college. Miami, Ken Dorsey's from California. Geno Treader went to my high school. Those dudes won national championships at Miami. So what that mean?
If you want to
college.
Yeah, but if you want. Why do your best at, I mean, and any expert will tell you this, from ESPN to whoever, people who do inside research on this, they will tell you that the best athletes come out of the state of Florida, okay? I mean, for the most part. Obviously, Florida, California, Texas. But if you were to take
athletes,
a poll, they would say.
Athletes, yes. I already said that. Athletes running fast, yes. You get that from Florida.
But even if you go NFL, football
is a product of skill. Not just running fast and doing other things. The quarterback is the most valuable position. Name me the top five quarterbacks out of the state of Florida.
I mean, but what is that? I mean, but yeah, quarterback is important, but it's, I mean, that's just
part of the team.
The
quarterback is the most important position on the field. Name me the top five quarterbacks from Florida.
What does that matter?
You're not going to do it, are you?
I mean, well, okay, Blake Bortles came out of Florida. He came out of UCF. Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, what does that matter?
Who would you name?
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles?
I mean, hey, Kelly, Mike, what I'm saying, I think what he's saying is, hold on. What I'm saying is Texas has the most in terms of numbers, but I think what Eric is saying is the better quality of players come out of Florida.
I got the population stats right here too. I guess I got to put so Texas got five million more people than Florida. So it's not all that 10 times and all that what Tony was saying. That's not true.
All right, I'm posting on the CNT Firestorm. Where do the best players come from? Check it out. It's Florida, Texas, California, but per capita. That's what I was talking about. That's where you have Louisiana, Alabama factoring in here when you have per capita.
Sure. I mean, I would think that would be for any – I mean, for a lot of those states. I mean, you have athletes that come out of a lot of states in the South. I mean, Mississippi, I would think they would be somewhere in there too. Tennessee, I think they're underrated as well. South Carolina, they produce athletes too.
So, it's a good discussion. Hold on. James, you got any comment?
Man, I'm still trying to get past the thing with the states, because I've never heard anybody talk about, oh, this state right here has the best athletes per capita. Nobody really talks about that, man.
Nobody does. Nobody. Nobody does.
I look at it like this. Hey, James, I look at it like this. I understand the majority of players, Division I players, come from Texas, Florida, California. I concede to that. But in terms of college football, the past five national championship games has been a team from the state of Alabama. Let's just put it that way. Five straight national championship games.
But it doesn't have to do anything.
And it ain't like the majority of the players are coming from Florida.
That cannot be disputed, Fazel. That can't be disputed, but let's look at where the players are from those teams. Do you want to do that?
No. I mean, you're from Florida, but there's a few from – majority of them from Alabama. A lot of players on Florida State team right now is from Alabama.
I'm talking about who are the top players. Players go anywhere in college. So college.
Yeah, okay. Who's the top player in Alabama? T.J. Yeldon. Hold on, T.J. Yeldon. He's from Alabama. He's from Alabama.
Hold on. First of all, you guys brought up high school, and then when I defeated the high school thing, now we moved to college.
No, I'm not. Hold on. No. James talking about per capita. Okay. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, James was trying to crack on me for saying per capita, and I'm just saying, hey, the past five national championship games, there's been a team from the state of Alabama. They're getting their players from the state of Alabama. They're getting some players from the state of Florida because it's close, but majority of those players come from the state of Alabama, and a lot of players on Florida State's team, starting players on Florida State's team, are from the state of Alabama. So not all of them, but a few of them are. So I'm just saying, you said who?
Hey, hold on.
Did you just ask me who? I'll be able to explain that to you if you want me to.
Hey, Carvel posted, he posted an article on the CFT page where the most high college football players come from. But he didn't say which state was number one. So he just posted an article and then stopped. Which state is number one, Carvel?
Texas.
Okay, thank you. Got it.
No, in terms of the number of players, the majority of the players who play Division One football come from the state of Texas, yes. But I think what Eric was talking about in terms of the top players, the better players, come from the state of Florida.
Am I right? It's easy. Name these players. Why do you guys act like we can't name who the players are?
I mean, look, there are players from the state of Oh, my God. Yeah, there's a ton of players.
Name them.
I mean, where do you start, man? I mean, Ray Lewis. I mean, you're talking about current players?
Ray Lewis?
Players?
Bro, we talking about 30 years ago? Come on now.
Did you really just say Ray Lewis, bro?
Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, who you want to talk about? You talking about players right now, or are you just talking about players in general?
Come on now. We're
he's talking about anything he's talking about to avoid the fact that he's wrong. Name the players from Texas. Who are the standouts from Texas right now in the NFL?
Johnny Manziel's not in the NFL.
He's not in the NFL yet. We haven't seen Manziel play one game.
You know
how tough Mike does it. He's going to narrow it down to make sure that his point is right. He'll narrow it down to two games.
Adrian Peterson, Texas. Name me a better running back.
Well, the bottom line is, how many high school football championships does Texas have versus high school football championships that Florida has?
It's not even close.
Let's move on. I want to move on, man. We're going to get back to this before the show's over. I want
to
get back to this topic.
What do you mean it's not even close? I guarantee you Florida has more high school national championships than Texas does. Guarantee it.
No means no.
I just want to see the two states go together. Like, I want to see Florida go against Texas in a national championship game. Has that happened?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I would put money on it that Florida will win. Every time. I would put money on it.
Let's look
every time.
Y'all talk. I'll go ahead and look this up, and I'll bring up stats that y'all are going
to
review. All right,
hold on. Hey, Eric, I might have to put you on hold. I want you to stay on because we're about to talk about Wiss and soon. So
my bad. Okay.
What'd you say? Yeah, give me like 10 minutes. We're gonna talk about Winston, all right?
All right.
Let me put you on hold, though. Let me get into this next topic here. Nick Saban. We're going to talk about Alabama. Nick Saban got a huge contract today. I think it's worth $6.5 million. And I think that's more than the coaches in the NFL, I think, except for maybe two. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy behind it. You know, a lot of people think he's worth tracked. But at the same time, this is an academic institution.
No, it's not an academic institution. It is a public institution paid for by taxes.
Yeah, public institution paid for by taxes, I guess. It's a public. Is it fair to say it's a public academic institution?
Well, it's obviously an academic institution, but it's not private. If he was at Miami, you can pay him whatever you want, but you are giving him $6 million of public taxpayer money to coach a football team.
Do you think that's what he's getting public, all of it's coming from public taxpayer money?
Absolutely. That's what a contract is.
But it's not necessarily all of it comes from taxpayer money.
Yes, it is. His contract is with the school. The school gets its money from the government. It is a public school. They cannot give private contracts.
Okay, I just thought that maybe boosters kind of supplemented that money or whatnot.
No, you can't do that. Now, what he gets on the side is his business. But as far as his contract, it is through the school, and that is public tax dollars.
Well, I mean, if he's generating, if Alabama, the University of Alabama, bringing in over a few, $30 million, $40 million a year, I think they're bringing in more than that, to be honest with you. You don't think that he getting $6 million is well worth it?
Absolutely not. No one coach in college football is worth $6 million. No one coach.
Even if the program is bringing in a lot, like
I wouldn't care if he won 90 championships. No one coach is worth $6 million at a public education school.
Oh, I want to know what your take is on this, Callie Mike. Callie Mike, what's your take on this? And I'm going to get your take on it too, Eric. I'm going to put you on in a minute. What's your take on this, Callie Mike?
I'd have to look at. You got to look at how much that school, how much money the team and the team winning is also going to bring into the school. You know, I mean, you know, Alabama, their revenue is up there. You know, I mean, they, you know, Saban can turn that program around. I mean, Alabama was on a downswing and he turned them around. I think they're right behind Texas right now, aren't they? You know, in terms of revenue,
they're bringing $143 million a year.
Yeah, so if he's, you know, if he's bringing in almost $150 million, he's only paying $6 million. To me, that's a win.
Yeah, if he's bringing, I think it's kind of fair from the standpoint if he's responsible for bringing in $143 million to the university, I think $6 million is fair, more than fair.
Okay, how much money is Barack Obama bringing into the U.S. government?
You don't think
there are plenty of people buying Barack Obama memorabilia and all of that stuff? All of black people in America, I don't know what white people are doing, but the vast majority of black people in America have something with Obama on it. How much money has he made from that? He gets a salary of $250,000 a year, and he's a public servant just like Nick Saban is a public servant because he works for a public college. He does not work for a private college, so he should not be making all that money.
Tony, you think that those Barack Obama commemorative stuff, you think that's produced by the state and that the money goes to the government?
The government is, what I just said to you numbskill is the idea that this man is making plenty of private money. I mean, plenty of private people are making money off of Barack Obama, and he is a public official. The state of Alabama is making plenty of private money off of a man that is right now working as a public officer. He worked for a public school, which makes him a public officer. He worked for the state of Florida. And because he works for the state of Florida, he should not be making $6 million damn dollars. That is ridiculous.
Nick Saban works for the state of Alabama, but okay.
That is a government. Don't tell me it ain't a government. The state of Alabama is the government of Alabama.
You were just about to say the state of Florida.
Well, whatever. What I'm saying to you is he works for the government. He is a government employee, and a government employee should not be making $6 million a year.
All right. You sound like a Republican, Wiley. But anyway, go to
well,
James.
You say what you want.
What's your take on this, James?
I think
so you break it up, bro. You break it up, man. What, say it again?
Yeah. No, I was asking, like, what was he making before? Like, $5 million a year in his previous contract or whatever it is?
I don't know. Don't know. He was, I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. I don't know exactly what he was making.
But, no, it probably was, like, around $4 million or $5 million previously. But, I mean, I'm with Tony, man. It's like some of these colleges have so much power in the college game. And, you know, $6.5 million for one coach in the college game is, like, way too much money. That just, you know, puts too much status or too much, you know, attention or homage or respect to coach in what's supposed to be a, quote-unquote, public institution. So my thing is that why would you give, like, you know, coach that much money? Even though, yeah, they're bringing in $40 million or so a year, you still don't pay the coach that much, you know, just to coach the team.
Yeah. Oh, and again, man, if anybody wants to call in, 347-237-5539, let me get back to Nick Saban's discussion. Me personally, I see no issue with it. Because he's generating so much money towards university.
What does that have to do with it? How much money he generates does not mean anything about how much he gets paid. If that were the case, then us as teachers need to get paid a whole lot more money. Because we generate billions every year from the things we teach these students that go out and work these jobs. So since we have invested and we make them millionaires, maybe we should be making more money.
That's not the same thing. A professor.
Why is it not the same thing?
Because a professor gets paid based on how much money he can bring into the university. That's how much a professor gets paid. At a research institution, a professor gets paid based off of that. If the professor brings in grants, brings in money towards the university, he gets paid. So if Nick Saban is able to bring in all that money to the university, he should get at least, you know, less than 10% of it. I mean, I think that's fair. You know.
That is ridiculous. This is not, you are talking private industry. This is not a private industry. This is a public college.
You could be a professor at a public school. A public school is going to be the same rules. USF the same.
No, there is no professor at any public school in the United States of America making $1 million. Not one.
No, there's not $1 million, but there are professors that make probably over $300,000 or $400,000 a year.
Okay, but that is from their research. That is not from the university itself.
There's university presidents that make $900,000 a year. I think even more.
Okay,
than that.
But that are getting that from the research and the things that they are doing. They are not getting that from the school itself.
Not the president. There's presidents in this country. I know of a president.
Okay, Clausette, listen to what you're saying. The president of the university makes $900,000. The coach of the football team makes $6 million. Think about what you just said. Think about that.
Because the coach of the university for this situation brings in $143 million a year to the University of Alabama. All right, let me bring
okay, it up. And then what? And then if that's the case, what should the athletic director make for hiring that coach?
I don't know.
I mean, if you want to keep going like that, you should be paying everybody all of that money. You should pay the athletic director $5 million for finding the coach that makes $43 million. And then you should pay the president $5 million for hiring the athletic director that found the coach that is making $50 million. If you keep want to go that direction, everybody should be making millions. This is not a private institution. This is a public institution.
You're going overboard, Wiley. You're going overboard.
Your rationale makes no sense.
No, your rationale makes no sense. Let's go to Eric, please. Eric, what's your take on this?
I actually agree with you, man. I don't have any issue with Saban making that kind of money. I understand it's a public institution. I think it's part of the free market. I understand that he is a public officer and he works for Alabama, but he, you know, he fits the part of the reason why Alabama fills their seats up. Yes, they obviously come to see the athletes, but Nick Saban is a nationalized coach. And so he's also a part of bringing in that fan base and bringing in people to those stands. So I have no issue with him. I mean, that's just part of the free market, and there's really no control over that. Now, some of us can look at it and say, well, do we agree with it or do we disagree with it? I mean, we could debate about that all day. But that's something that's not ever going to stop. You know, I mean, you see going on different topics. You see what Colin Kaepernick signed for today. You know, 6 years, $110 million. I mean, can you imagine what Russell Wilson is going to sign for? You know, I mean, that's just part of how, and the same thing goes with coaches. I mean, Phil Jackson, he's not a head coach. He's the president of the Knicks. But look how much he makes, $10, $12 million a year just pushing a pen. You know, I understand he won 10 championships, but that's just, you know, your notoriety, you know, your experience, your background, your body of work can also, you know, play a factor in on how much you get paid. And Nick Saban is a national championship caliber coach who also had a failed stint in the NFL too, but he still coached there. He got paid there for his short stint coaching the Dolphins. You know, so, no, I don't have any issue with him making $6 million a year. No.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's get into let's get into this. Florida State, we're about to get to Winston, all right? And let's let everybody talk one at a time, all right? And that message was actually for you, Wiley. But, all right, first thing is first. Ronald Darbar and Cashy, the two guys, there was a notice that came out today on the team from Florida State. Chris Casher and Ronald Darby, they will remain on the team. We don't know what the punishment that was received to them, so they won't be expelled from the team. And basically, they're saying that the lawyers, their attorneys, was satisfied with the results. So that's good that those players didn't get kicked out of school for some nonsense. They went to the student committee based on something they said about Jameis Winston. What occurred? I'm sorry, I'm getting my words set up. What possibly could have occurred when this accuser accused Jameis Winston of raping her? And we all know the details of the case. We all know what the outcome was. There was no charges granted against. You know that. The accuser set the groundwork for a civil trial versus Jameis Winston. But I want to keep this on the football realm here. I came out with an article on the Cold Hard Truth for Sports a few days ago. I was saying that Jameis Winston would be a superstar player in the NFL. And I said that. And I've been arguing about Jameis Winston ever since the beginning of last year. I know everybody on this phone has listened to me when I said I would pick him with the number one overall pick. I remember when I said that, everybody laughed at me. Everybody thought it was extreme. But it seems like my predictions come into fruition. But anyway, I said that Jameis Winston is going to be a superstar player in the NFL based on these three and four things, and one thing. One, he can make all the throws. All right, that's the first thing. Two, he's very accurate. And three, when the game's in balance, he can deliver. Okay. And also the fourth thing that I said that's going to elevate him to not just being a star, he's going to be a superstar, is the fact that he can live up to expectations. There was high expectations on Jameis Winston coming into the year. A lot of people were saying he was of Heisman before the year started. And what he did his first game showed me from then, after that first game, when he only incompleted one pass, in my opinion, one pass, and he threw for over 300 yards, four touchdowns, no picks, ran for a touchdown. That showed me that he lives up to expectations. He, game by game, he showed that he was the best quarterback in the country last year, and that he has the ability to live up to expectations. So when and if he gets to the NFL, and that if contingent on his legal issues, contingent on his health, contingent on what his aspirations is. Does he want to focus on football? Does he want to play baseball? If he stays focused, I believe he will be a superstar caliber NFL quarterback. I believe when you look at the superstar quarterbacks of the NFL today, you look at Peyton Manning, you look at Drew Brees, you look at a Tom Brady, you look at an aspiring superstar right now is Andrew Luck. I'm thinking Jameis Winston will be in that category at some point down in his NFL career if he stays focused towards playing football. Now, I want to see what your take is on this before we get to everyone else's take here. I kind of got an idea what everyone's take here is except for Eric. Eric, let me start with you. What's your take on I don't know if you read my article or not. What's your take? What's your critique? Fire away, man.
Man, you know I love Jameis. You know, I'm kind of disappointed in some of his actions and the things that he does. I think he's still maturing. But physically, I mean, he's one of the most gifted athletes I've seen probably the last 10 years, you know. And I think, you know, if he can just mature upstairs, you know, that's going to do so much more for his ability. I think, you know, it's going to take some time, quite honestly, for him. And that's why I said earlier, you know, I think I would like to see him stay maybe for 3 years. I mean, he's not matured mentally enough to handle the rigors of the NFL. And the stresses every day that the NFL brings to an athlete like a Jameis Winston, who's definitely going to be high profile, you know. So I don't know. I mean, him with the crab incident, you know, the incident's going to come back up once he does go to the league. That girl's going to come back for that money. She's going to want some of that money back. So how is he going to be able to, you know, manage that mentally? He's going to be a caliber of a Tom Brady. You know, but Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning in that class, if you see that for him, I would like to see that for him. There are a lot of things that he's going to have to do on and off the field that's going to have to change. He's going to have to know how to lead a team. You know, he's going to have to – he did that with Florida State as a freshman. So, obviously, he has a cachet for that right now. But it's a totally different ballgame once you get to the league. And he has to do that, you know, he's going to have to do that week in and week out. You know, with guys who are going to be, and basically he's going to have a bullseye on his back. The guys are going to be coming for him. So, you know, that's why I like to see him stay for another 2 or 3 years, at least 2 years, you know, mature mentally, you know, work on some things that he needs to work on, maybe, you know, defensive thing, reading defenses and doing those type of things, and just get his mind right. You know, I think that, you know, he's a kid that's going to need a little time. You don't want to push him too quickly and you know, him become a failure. I mean, we all remember Keeley Smith. I know he stayed a little bit longer, but that's the name from the past. University of Oregon, played at Cincinnati for a little bit. You know, I don't remember when he was drafted, but, you know, he had some people were looking at him to be an NFL caliber, and he just kind of flamed out. You know, I don't want to see that happen with Jameis. You know, I mean, he has too much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you too, man. I would like to see him stay maybe 2-3 more years, just to get himself ready. Because, you know, if you want to be one of the best, you need to work on your craft. And like a Peyton Manning, like a Drew Brees, they all stayed 4 years. And even Andrew Luck, he came after his junior year, and he was at Stanford for 4 years. So I would just like to see Jameis do that. I hope he doesn't take the money. I hope they don't. pressure him to come out after next year. You know, and I think that's what Marcus Mariota did. He was smart for coming out, coming back the previous year, so the following year. So I'm glad that Jimbo Fisher has his back. He came out with an article recently saying that Jameis, I believe, has matured from his mistakes. So I'm glad that Jimbo Fisher's behind his back. That says a lot right there. And I think he has a support system, and I think he will mature. And I think this upcoming year he won't miss a beat in regards to his performance on the field. And I actually predict that he will be better than he was last year, which is kind of a scary thought to think of. But
yeah.
I'm just basing this off of what I've seen in the spring game, what I've seen from him and what I've heard from sources. I think he's going to be better the following year because I know he's working hard, getting better as a quarterback. I know he is. So
I got a question. Let me ask a question real quick. Does anyone think he has a chance of maybe potentially playing both sports, you know, like a Bo or a Deion? You think he could get drafted by somebody and try to play baseball and football at the same time?
Well, I think he'll get drafted by somebody, but I don't think he'll be like on the level of a Bo and Deion. I think Bo Jackson was a pretty good baseball player, like all-star caliber baseball player. Deion had a lot of time in the league. I don't think Jameis Winston he'll be a great football player, but he'll be an okay baseball player. You know, he won't be like an all-star baseball player, I don't see.
All right. What Deion and Bo did is different than somebody trying to play quarterback playing another position. You know, you play quarterback, you got to play quarterback. You can't, you know, like I said, that's why I don't see, you know, I mean, like I said, I think dude's a good player. I don't see what Clauzel sees in his big offseason. Dude was playing baseball and getting in trouble most of the offseason. So I don't see where you saw this big improvement at to where you think he's going to be better than he was next year. I mean, to me, he should have stayed there, you know, and worked on his craft some more. If you see that you're going to be the top football player, you know, especially at a quarterback position, you go in and you put in the work to play quarterback. You don't play baseball and then get in trouble and do all this. I mean, like I said, to me, he's had one of the most crazy – I mean, his offseason ain't even done yet. And in 2 months, he's had the most crazy offseason in recent history for a college football player.
Well,
so, you know, dude has – you know, I mean, he has every opportunity to succeed and be good, but, you know, I've seen people flame out. And I've seen people flame – you know, like Eric said, I've seen people flame out who had less issues than Jameis Winston. You know, so, I mean, he's got a lot, you know, he's got a lot to show people, you know. I mean, perfect example, look at a dude like Adrian McPherson, you know, perfect quarterback situation, you know, but couldn't keep it together and flamed out, you know, and it happened, you know. So, I mean, like I say, Jameis, you know, he's got to, I don't think nobody can give him anything next year. To me, he's got to come back. People saying that he's matured. And what? He's matured in 2 months? This shit just happened a couple of weeks ago. Everybody, you know, it's not like it's been, you know, last year or years, you know. He's got to earn that right, you know, to get back in there to everybody. You can't just be given to him just because his coach is going to have his back. Well, you know, not of course, but, you know, I'm glad his coach has his back, but I don't put any stock into that. You know, he's got to earn his place back. You know, and he's got to show people. He's got to show people I can stay out of trouble, I can keep my head together, and I can improve as a player. You know, and until he does that, I mean, what more can you say about him than he's a good college player?
I mean, I can honestly say this. I mean, that's the only thing that kind of makes me nervous about him is his off the field issues and his immaturity. You know what I mean? Him winning the Heisman as a freshman and winning the national title too, I mean, that should have brought some sense of kind of, you know, semblance for him and make him realize, like, I'm a rarefied athlete. You know, I have to be responsible. You know, I mean, people are looking up to me, and I can't be doing this stupid stuff anymore. You know, I have an eye on the prize, and this is what I have to do to attain. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who told him that. All the way down to his parents, you know, and everybody else. But he, you know, he's hard-headed. You know, he's sought after, you know, and people probably give him stuff. He's spoiled, you know. He probably gets stuff whenever he wants it. So, you know, it's easy for him to try to cut corners because, it's handed to him. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that makes me kind of nervous about him, you know, his immaturity he's immature, and he's gonna have to buck that, you know, in order to succeed.
Now, I got a question. I made a controversial statement. I know somebody might interject me. I said he's going to be, if he stays focused, I think he'll be a better pro than Cam Newton. What's your take on that, Eric?
Ooh, that's a tough one. The thing I like about Cam is that Cam is versatile. And remember, Cam had them issues too in Florida when he stole that laptop and all that other stuff. So he went through some stuff too. And so, I mean, Jameis, I think, has a better arm. I think he's more accurate, quite honestly. I think he can develop into being a really cerebral type of quarterback in the league.
Thank you.
But, I mean, that's a tough call right now, man. I can't make that call yet. I can't make that call because I need to see – I have to see Jameis in the league. I got to see him play. I mean, we've seen Cam. We've seen Cam kind of mature in his maturity. I got to see Jameis in the league at least for 2 years. You know, before I can say, you know, he's going to be on the caliber of a Cam Newton. I mean, Cam is trending upward. He's trending. I mean, I was shocked. Huh?
No, what I'm saying is I think he will be better as an NFL passing quarterback than Cam Newton. I think Jameis Winston will be better. I can see that right now based off that 1 year at Florida State. He showed me more in 1 year at Florida State than what E.J. Mayo showed me in 2 or 3 years playing quarterback. He showed me more actually in one game.
My mute button is starting not to work no more.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that was a clown statement, Clavel. That was a real clown
statement. My mute button is having a problem right now.
All right, go.
Hey, hold on.
You want to say something, James? You want to say something, James?
Hey, you about to talk about him, right? Like, you about to say Cam Newton is Jameis Winston Jr., son.
Nah, I'm not going to go that far.
But, I mean, thing is with Winston, man, of course, I mean, people have compared his situation to what, like, Cam Newton went through at Florida, but the thing about Cam Newton was pretty much doing this thing in Auburn as a redemption to his antics in Gainesville. Winston is doing the antics in Tallahassee, winning the Heisman and a national championship, and then still doing the things that he ain't supposed to be doing. So right now, we're still in that whole question mode. Is he going to be mature enough to stay focused and stay, you know, on the ball during the football season and after a football season, and then transition over to the NFL and then not get into any trouble? That's the question that, you know, most of us are having about this guy.
Right.
All right. Wiley, go ahead, man.
I think he can, quite honestly. I think he can do it. I just think that he has a lot to prove. This year is really going to tell a lot, you know, in terms of his maturity, his growth, you know, how the team does as well, and just, you know, where he can take it. You know, he lost some guys from the draft, you know, some of his, you know, Kelvin Benjamin, so his back, you know, Freeman. I mean, he lost some guys, so it's going to be more, he's going to be the man. He's going to have to step up, and he's going to have to show that he can carry and lead this team. So this is going to be the year for him to really show everybody that, look, I'm that number one guy you need to take in the draft when I come out. You know, he needs to have another kind of, you know, an impact year like he had his freshman year.
All right, for me, before I start, I want to give a shout-out to the man who created the mute button, because I've been cussing y'all out for the last 20 minutes. And thank God for the mute button. Because you told me I wasn't supposed to be able to talk while everybody else was talking, so right. The mute button saved y'all. I want you to know that.
All right.
So, here we go. Crab leg sucks, all right, first and foremost. Y'all can sit and talk about all the stats you want, but I think he is going to be just like the kid with the hard on who thinks he can do it all, and as soon as he has to perform, he ain't going to be able to get it up. That is what I see him doing in the NFL.
You could be the man in college. College don't mean nothing. When it comes time to make that money, what you going to do? Ask Vince Young. When it comes time to make that money, you cannot let your personal life, you cannot let your immaturity, and you cannot let your mouth ruin it for you. And I just don't see Jameis Winston keeping it together long enough to be that superstar that you keep talking about, because I don't think he has the superstar mentality. It takes more to be a superstar in the NFL than just having a great arm. Every quarterback in the NFL can throw the ball. That's why they're in the NFL. You have to have the intangibles, which means you have to be able to stand up and be a leader in your team. You have to be able to represent your team on and off the field, and you have to be able to show leadership and have the fans respect you. And I don't see that happening with Jameis Winston, because right now white people hate him because he raped a white girl. And when he gets in the NFL, he don't know how to correct his English and stop speaking Ebonics, he is not going to be looked at as anybody's hero, no matter how much he can throw the ball. So right now, that nigga need to get out of the hood, say, I'm sorry to that white girl, and straighten up his life. And then maybe he can do something in the NFL. Back on mute.
All right. My first thing is, in regards to leadership on the field, not off the field, but on the field, I think Jameis Winston did an excellent job at Florida State his freshman year. I mean, I think when you look at the team when they had E.J. Manuel playing quarterback, and you look at the team when they had Florida, when they had Jameis Winston playing quarterback, you saw a completely different team. I mean, I think anybody could see that. You know what I'm saying? I think as a leader, Jameis Winston was very excellent on the football field. I'm not talking about off the football field. I'm talking about on the football field. I think he was excellent. Now, that's true. Every quarterback in the league has a strong – well, I wouldn't say that they have a strong arm. I mean, but coupled with Jameis Winston's strong arm, he has high accuracy. He's very accurate. He's lethally accurate, deadly accurate with the ball. So you couple those two together, you have a recipe. Coupled with his leadership ability, coupled with the fact that he can adjust. The game against Miami, they had a tough time. The game against Duke, they had a tough time. He adjusted. The game against Florida, they had a tough time. He adjusted. He's able to adjust when the defense changes. So I think that coupled with when the game's on the line, he can deliver. And that coupled with also his edge, his B-side mentality, his B-side appeal. You know, I mean, not necessarily appeal, but he's viewed as the villain now. I mean, there's nothing that he can do about that. He's viewed as the villain. When you put that recipe together, you know, that's the make it of a superstar, in my personal opinion. Now, he'll be a villain as a superstar, but he's going to be a superstar, in my personal opinion.
The thing is, you can't go into the NFL and already have lost the respect of your teammates. If they already see this man as a thief, they already see this man as a rapist. They already see this man in these ways. It doesn't matter what he did at FSU. If they don't respect him when he comes into camp, then he has already lost his team. And if he's lost his team, he is not going to be a superstar.
That's not true. The way you gain the respect back is you play well. You play well. That's how you gain the respect back of your teammate. If you can play, the team will respect you. That's anybody. That's any profession. If you can do your profession to the maximum of your ability, to the best, and they'll respect you. And that's common sense right there. Well, I want to get your take on this, Eric. What's your take on this?
I mean, let's just keep this in mind, too, that Jameis Winston was not charged with anything, okay? So he is not no rapist or nothing. He was not charged with anything. Now, you could say that they pull strings for him. That's another story. Jameis Winston is as innocent as you and me, as far as that's concerned. Now, as far as the crab legs things, yeah. And, I mean, there are a lot of rationales and reasonings on why he did that. But, I mean, can you say the same thing about Ben Roethlisberger? Do you know when he went to Las Vegas and he was accused of raping that girl? Did his team look down upon him when he came back? No.
He came back and he kept playing. Jameis Winston, this happened to him as a young man, 19, 20-year-old young man. You're going to try to tell me when he's drafted into the NFL and as much as these guys do in the NFL, and, you know, I mean, we just got done hearing about Ray Rice and his wife beating his wife up in the elevator. As much as these guys do, they're not going to be able to welcome Jameis Winston with open arms.
No, you're not. Why? Because everything that you keep saying right now, these are players that have already proven themselves in the NFL. Ben Roethlisberger had already won a Super Bowl by the time that happened. Ray Rice has already won a Super Bowl. So people have already formed their opinions about these people before they are having these issues. This man has not even made it to the NFL, and people have already formed their opinions about him, and those opinions are not going to change whether he was charged or not. If they think he did it, he did it. The public opinion matters more than what a legal says. It's
people
that simple.
Go ahead.
Public opinion in the NFL and in public matters more than anything the legal says. It doesn't matter if they never charged him. If this girl is adamant that she got raped and America believes her, she got raped, and it doesn't matter what the legal system says.
Okay, I agree with that. I mean, people's public opinions are tarnished every day, and they still rebound back from politicians to everyday people. So a 19 or 20-year-old kid who makes a mistake his freshman year in college, I'm sure that he can repair his image as being a top five.
A 19 or 20-year-old black kid. He is already down because he's a black man. Then he goes and he's accused of raping a white woman. In America, he's already got his third strike. And him coming back, he is going to have to do something absolutely amazing.
What about Kobe Bryant? He came back.
Kobe Bryant had already won championships. You keep comparing him to people who have already proven themselves on the professional level. He has not proven a thing. He is a freshman in college.
Look. Jameis Winston is going to be paid on spec, like it or not. He's going to be a top five pick out of the NFL draft. So he's going to get paid anyway. It doesn't matter. Someone is going to invest in Jameis Winston.
Who is talking about how much money he's going to get paid? Ain't nobody talking about how much he's going to get paid. We are talking about his leadership and what he is going to end up being in the NFL. And I don't believe he's going to end up being anything because I don't think he has the mentality and I don't think that he has the intangibles to be anything but a black man with a good arm.
Well, I expect you to say that. You're a Florida grad. But, I mean, you know, Jameis Winston won the Heisman as a freshman. He won the national championship as freshman. And then
As a redshirt freshman. So did Johnny Manziel.
It doesn't matter. He still won it. And if he would have came
out last year. So did Johnny Manziel.
Okay, I mean, Manziel won it. I'm not taking anything away from Johnny Manziel. I mean, look where Johnny Manziel got drafted. I mean, he had off-the-field issues, too. He didn't have them to the degree of Jameis Winston, and he's white, but he still got drafted. Okay,
and look at where he got drafted. He almost didn't even make it out of the first round.
It doesn't matter. He's still going to have
a lot of
money. Money doesn't matter to him anyway. But, I mean, and although they're saying all this stuff about him with Cleveland and this, that, and the other, and he's a second string, they're grooming that kid. That kid is going to come in this season and start. Okay, this is all just hoopla about this, that, and the other. Johnny Manziel is going to be
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with you there. But what I'm saying is Jameis Winston can be the great athlete. But in the NFL, to be a superstar, you have to be more than a great athlete. Every single athlete in the NFL is a great athlete. That's why they're in the NFL.
I never said Jameis Winston. I said I need to see more. I need to see more from him before I crown him on being a superstar. That's why I want him to stay for two or three more years and mature. so he can listen to people and they can guide
him. A lot of maturity in the college level first.
I think this is where I disagree with everybody here. I've seen enough to say this guy's going to be a
You saw enough before he played a game, Clavel.
I saw enough. I saw enough with the intangibles, with the
Oh my God. Mute button.
On the field. Hold on. Would you say Michael Irvin had high intangibles and he was like he had bad off the field behavior? I'm talking about on field intangibles. His intangibles rub off on everybody on the team. That's what happened last year at Florida State. Nobody can disagree with that. I mean, the guy is a leader on the football field.
Oh.
Right? I'm not talking about off the football field. I mean, I don't see what's so funny about that.
Wow.
I mean, he did. I mean, he showed that. He showed that last year, all of last year. So I think I've seen enough to say if this guy stays focused, and that's all contingent, this guy will be a superstar quarterback in the NFL.
That is ridiculous. You keep talking as if he took a 2-10 team and turned them into a 13-0 team. They were a 12-2 team the year he sat on the bench. It's not like they were a bad team, Clavel. They were a good team. He just happened to make sure that they won those two games that they lost the year before. It's not like he came in and made the 100% difference in that team. They were a good team when he was sitting on the bench.
All right, hold on. Eric, let me ask you this question. All right. Was the team with Jameis Winston significantly better in terms of the play on the field? Was the team with Jameis Winston significantly better than the team with E.J. Manuel?
No.
No, I'm asking the question again. From when you look at 2012 to 2013, when Jameis Winston and E.J. Manuel at quarterback, okay?
Yeah.
Wasn't the team with Jameis Winston, they played significantly better than team in 2012?
I think they did. They were more fluid, and they were more crisp in what they're doing. To me they were. Now, I'm a Florida State fan, but to me, I mean, with that kid, he was out there like he was a general of an army. Like, he knew exactly what he was doing. Okay, now, obviously, he was schooled, and, he he was a red shirt. So he was schooled on what he was getting ready to do. That he is a natural leader. I mean, you can say whatever you want to. As far as on that field is concerned, I want that kid in my foxhole every day.
Absolutely.
I want that kid in my foxhole. You kidding me? A 19-year-old kid who leads the team to a national title and wins a Heisman in the same year as a redshirt freshman.
He was a freshman, and he was the leader of that team. He was the guy on that team. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
He was the superstar of that team. So
that
right there, when you couple that type of intangibles with his ability, coupled with his mobility, his accuracy, his big game play, when the game's on the line, he can deliver. That's enough for me to say that, hey, that's just for me. Now, I understand people want to see more. That's fine. But for me, that was enough for me to say, hey, this guy will be a superstar player in the NFL.
Okay, I got a question for you, Clavel. Did you or did you not, 2 years ago, through the first three games of the season, say that FSU was far and away the best team in the country 2 years ago?
No, I said that last year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I'm talking about not last season. I'm talking about season before.
I saw that. I said that after the first game of the season, after I saw Winston.
I understand that, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying 2 years ago.
When E.J. Manuel was there.
Exactly. Did you not?
Yeah, I thought they would be better, but then I was wrong. I was wrong then. I didn't say that the first two, three games of the year. Hold on. Let me say this real quick. I said that before the season started.
But you're not answering the question. Just answer the question.
Yes, I am.
I said 2 years ago, did you or did you not say that through the first three games of the season, say that FSU was far and away the best team in the country?
No, I did not say that through the first three games of the season. No, I said that
you're lying.
For the.
You're lying.
No,
you're
I'm
lying.
Not lying. Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
I said that when we made
our preseason predictions. You don't even want to let me finish.
You can move on to the next subject. I don't want to argue it. No, I'm just going to find the change and play.
You didn't want to let me finish, man.
Tony, do you remember him?
Wiley don't remember. He's going to lie and say he did.
I definitely remember that.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Anybody else have something to say on this topic?
So like I said, so a team that you said was by far and away the best team in the country. You said they were better than Alabama. You said they would beat Alabama.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden they're not good anymore.
Exactly. I remember that.
No, I never said that. Let me. If you let me finish, let me tell you what happened. All of us, we were having our preseason national championship predictions, right?
No, this was not preseason. I said after the first.
Yes, it was a preseason national championship prediction. Because I remember when I did the show. It's on tape. I remember when I did the show. I said, okay.
But you're not listening. I said after the first three games of the season, when they beat those schools by like 186-0, you said they were the number one team in the country and they could beat Alabama.
And they were one of the best teams you'd ever seen at Florida State.
That's not true. Because I remember, because I said Alabama, after I said the first three games, I said Alabama was the best team. Because I remember Alabama was better than the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. You remember I said that last year?
You don't even have to argue. I'm just going to find it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to prove it to you.
Yeah, I mean, find it and play it. Yeah, definitely. But you don't remember I was saying 2 years ago Alabama is just as good as that 2001 Miami Hurricanes team. I said that through the first three games, and you guys are looking at me like I was crazy.
Nah, we're not.
Yeah, dude, you do remember that. Stop lying, man. Stop lying. You definitely remember it. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Like I said, hold up.
I said 2 years ago my preseason prediction was Florida State and Arkansas in the national championship.
Obviously, I was wrong with that. See, that's what I'm saying. We're not talking about preseason. We're talking about after the first three games of the season.
But now, I didn't say that after the first three games of the season. I said Alabama was the best team after the first three games of the season.
Hold on. So we disagreed. What I'm going to do is next week I'm going to find a soundbite. I'm going to cut it, and I'm going to play it. That's all. Then once I play it, I want you to admit that you lied, okay?
Yeah. No, but I want you to edit it and manipulate the tape. You will do that. I know you'll do that. But anyway, hey, I want to move to this case here. Watley's saying Jameis Winston's a rapist. You know, that kind of rubs people the wrong way a little bit because the guy.
It doesn't rub me the wrong way. If it rubs anybody the wrong way, it rubs her the wrong way. That's why he's a rapist.
You know. And that's wrong for Watley to say that. That's very low class for him to say that because he doesn't look at the evidence. It is.
No, don't. Like I said, we are not talking legal here. We are talking the court of public opinion. The court of public opinion is what's going to judge this man. Is it not?
I mean, that's what everybody, man. Absolutely, they're going to judge them. But that's what all of us, that's what every, and especially people who are in the public eye. I mean,
And you're going to tell me that this black man accused of raping a white woman is not going to be harshly judged in the court of public opinion. Do we forget O.J. Simpson?
You know who has really rebounded nicely from that is Kobe Bryant. Okay? Now, Kobe was able to come back, and then not only did he rebound nicely, he got more endorsements from it. He got more endorsements after he lost that.
I don't know, Eric. People still talk about Kobe's rape case to this day.
I mean, to an extent, but not like that.
Kobe rebounded.
Yes, he did.
Kobe
rebounded because he won national championship. I mean, because he won the world title twice. That rape case cost Kobe two MVP awards. That rape case is the reason why he didn't win MVP over Steve Nash. You guys know that, right?
I don't know that. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Who was the best player in 2005? Was it Kobe Bryant?
I've always disagreed with Steve Nash winning the award that year. Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah, I disagree with Steve Nash winning the award. He wasn't the best player that year.
Okay.
But you know why he won the award.
The reason behind that was Kobe Bryant was fresh off that rape case. I'm telling you. That's why that happened.
Go ahead, James.
No, maybe. I mean, if y'all gonna, you know, talk about the basketball and that whole thing with Steve Nash, I mean, that was pretty much the basic definition of why they call it most valuable player. It's not about who the best player of the league is. It's about who's most valuable to their team and how they would, you know, fare if that player was not on that team. And so Steve Nash was the most valuable player.
Steve Nash had Amari Stoudemire on that team. Without Kobe Bryant, you know who the next best player on the Lakers at that time was without Kobe? Fucking Smush Parker. Okay?
Wow.
So you can use it. Like I said, I agree that that's what the MVP is for, but Kobe was better in every aspect of Steve Nash in those two seasons. Steve Nash had Amari Stoudemire in his prime on that team as well as other guys. The Lakers sucked without Kobe. The Lakers would not have even been a playoff team without Kobe.
I guess what my point is that he didn't really lose any – his status didn't really drop. He didn't drop down to a low contending team. He stayed with a marquee franchise like the Lakers. He might have lost a little money from the onset, but he got it back. I mean, and he still – he read up with the Lakers. Kobe's image is not what Kobe's image used to be.
You never saw Kobe in McDonald's commercials after that. You never, like I say, remember Kobe? That's when Kobe came out of that. Remember that's when he became the bad guy. When he started lifting weights and getting bigger and doing the commercials where he's supposed to be the type, getting tattoos and all this shit. Kobe was not the same. Kobe was supposed to be the next Jordan. That's what they kept saying
until he did that with that white girl.
Exactly. And in that case, made sure he was never going to take that title.
I agree with that. The court of public opinion is devastating. I'm not saying that he did not take a hit. He did take a hit. Obviously, any black man accused of doing something like that, yeah, you're going to take a hit, and you'll probably take it for the rest of your life. What I'm saying is that it didn't jar him. It didn't really hurt him that bad. Yeah, he took some hits.
He was an already, like Tony said, Kobe was already an established player, and it did hurt him for three or four years. The Lakers wasn't doing that. They were going to playoffs, but they weren't doing that. Like I said, Kobe, it cost him two MVP awards. The dude had to win two national championships, two world titles in a row to get back in the public graces. Folks hate, remember he went, Kobe was the most hated player in the NBA. Folks hated, remember he was getting booed in the arena. Folks hated Kobe after that.
Sure. I mean, that was for a minute. That was for, like, maybe a couple years. You know, two or three years.
That's a long time. Think about it. Jameis Winston's career has only been 1 year. So a couple of years can ruin a young dude.
Kobe was able to stop is because that girl went away. This white girl is not going away. She is going to keep on keeping on, and she is going to be right there in everybody's face every chance she gets.
Could you imagine after the civil trial when she does her first crying interview and she's crying and the cameras on her and she's throwing the white girl cry and I just told him it's not, that dude's career might be over, bro. Are you serious?
They'd have hung him. I doubt it. Not in today's time. That's not going to shatter his career.
Kobe Bryant is a basketball player who makes way more money. We're talking about a football player. Don't make that much money in the first. Like I said, this thing could literally ruin him.
But look, we could say the same thing about that Brian Baker kid who was put in jail for being falsely accused of raping that white girl, had to spend all that time in jail. He even came back, and the Falcons gave him a shot. They gave him a shot to make the team. He didn't make the team.
He spent 6 years in jail. That ruined him.
Say it again?
What is he doing now?
Nothing. But what I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that through all that he went through, he was still given an opportunity to do what he loved. Okay, but his opportunity was nowhere near what the opportunity would have been had he been able to go 6 years earlier.
Right. He was falsely accused. Falsely accused.
Okay, but the court of public opinion doesn't care whether it's legally true or not. If they believe it, that's all that they that's all that matters to them.
Well, I mean, but what I'm saying, what do you expect him to do?
Brian Banks was a star recruit at USC 6 years ago. That's when Ray Maluga, all them dude would be in the league right now if he would have lived up to his potential.
Exactly. But what I expect Jameis Winston to do is stop avoiding it and address it. Because if you keep avoiding it, she is not going to go away. You need to, I don't know what you got to do, whether you got to have a press conference, whatever you got to do, you need to address it and get it over. Because if you think it's just going to go away, I promise you it's not.
It'll never, even if he addresses it, it ain't going away. But what my point is that, I mean, the kid was not accused of doing anything. And everybody's accusing him like he did it. I mean, it's kind of strange to me that everybody's accusing
him. The girl said he did it. That's why people are accusing him. She said he did it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Because he was not accused. The law did not accuse him. He was not arrested. I mean, how could you accuse somebody when he was not accused? I don't understand that. How can you tarnish his character when he's done nothing? When he was not accused of anything? That is strange.
I agree.
That's strange.
I agree with you that it's wrong, Eric, but we got to be real. That shit, it happened. And you got to, I'm the first one to say, I don't think the dude, like I said, I think the dude, you know, to me, you're not innocent until proven guilty. And even then, there's still a reasonable doubt because we get black men that are let out of jail 30 years later. But what I'm saying, though, is in the court of public opinion, the way things are right now, you got to be real. Folks are guilty as soon as they're accused. And that's wrong, dude.
You know, Austin, that shows you society is failing. Okay, that shows you that people's minds are corrupted. If you're accusing something, I mean, the Constitution don't mean nothing. It means absolutely zero.
But you're not saying, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's wrong, but it happens.
Oh,
you know, like,
I mean, what do you mean? I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean by it happened? What do you mean by that?
In court,
he means that in America, once white people have made up their mind about something, it don't matter whether you right or not. When you a nigger, that's what it's going to be. That's the bottom line. You want it straight?
That's the truth. You're not teaching me nothing, yo. I know that.
Okay, well then you gotta realize if white people have already decided that this nigga raped that white girl, then he is guilty. I don't give a damn what your legal system says. I don't give a damn what the Constitution says. He's guilty.
Okay, so Tony, what does that mean then? Okay, so what
that means he's guilty.
Okay, so how should he live his life then? What should he do?
He's got to keep going on with his life, but he's got to realize that there is consequences to the public opinion seeing him as guilty.
That's public opinion. Public opinion has an opinion about you.
Exactly.
Public opinion means nothing to me. And
it means something
mean
to him.
To
it means something to him.
Dude, he's a high-profile figure. I mean, it's going to mean something to him to an extent. I mean, it's going to mean something to him. He has a lot to lose. That's why people take advantage of people in those situations. That's why they try to get a piece of their money before they become famous. I mean, it's just surprising to me that people would already accuse this young black man who was not accused of doing anything.
The woman accused him of raping her. He is accused of being doing something.
That's amazing.
I mean, Eric, hold on.
Hey, Eric.
How is it surprising to you
that's been
going on in this country for 100 years, man?
Dude, but why would you accuse him then? If you being a black man, then why would you accuse him? Why would you accuse him then? If you know it happened.
I'm not accusing him. I'm saying that I know what's going to happen, that he's going to get railroaded.
Exactly.
Okay, but, I mean, what do you expect? Dude, we all saw To Kill a Mockingbird, y'all. We all saw that. Okay, we all saw those type of movies.
Carly, we all saw 12 Years a Slave. We know that that happens. We know they lie about that. But what do you expect him to do? I mean, what do you want him? Do you want him to just go into a hole and just not live anymore? Do you want
no,
him to
like
not,
I said,
not,
the best
not,
thing for him to do is to face it.
You want him to make some type of announcement, I raped this white girl. That's crazy, yo. That's a crazy way of thinking to me, quite honestly.
Who said that he was going to come out in an announcement and said that I raped a white girl?
Tony said that he should come out with a press conference. Why should
he
do that? If he didn't do that.
I come out in a press conference and I raped a white
girl. I'm not coming out with a press conference for nothing. I didn't do nothing.
That's not the way I took what he said. Tony, what did you mean?
It's very simple. This girl has made an accusation. You cannot keep avoiding it when you are Jameis Winston. And that is what he's doing. He thinks he can just avoid it and it will go away. It is not going to go away, and her parents are going to make sure of that. And I'm telling you, she has the court of public opinion on her side, whether he has the legal on his side or not.
What does that matter, though? She's
it
always
matters,
going to have the public opinion. It doesn't
it
matter.
Matters in, it matters in whether he gets picked as a NFL quarterback. Because
dude,
if
hey, Tony, I would put my house on if Jameis Winston gets picked as a top 10 NFL draftee. How much you want to put on it?
I guarantee
you he gets drafted.
Okay, put it this way. I guarantee you if she files a civil suit and wins, he won't go in the top five rounds, much less in the top five picks.
Hey, I guarantee he goes in the top three if she does it. How about
I would bet my house on the fact that if she files a civil suit and he is found guilty, he is done.
Dude, he is going to get sued. He ain't serving no time, yo. He's serving zero
I
time.
I said civil suit. Civil suit is not criminal.
He'll have to pay her.
Civil suit is not criminal.
Give her a little money like Kobe did.
No, you're talking like he's already in the. You're talking like he's already in the NFL. The boy is not in the NFL yet. If she files a lawsuit and he is found guilty, he will not even get drafted. I guarantee.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You actually
kidding me?
That's going to stop him from getting drafted.
I guarantee it.
And the national title as a fresh. You don't know business, yo. You don't see business.
Hey, yo.
You don't know what business
if
is.
If he's
yeah, tell that to Michael Vick. Tell that to Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, after doing the dog thing, signed a 4-year, $40 million deal. What are you talking about? He signed a 4-year, $40 million contract after that.
Let me ask you guys a question. If he's voted, if he's found guilty in the civil trial, does he have to register as a sex offender?
Yes.
I don't know about that. No. I'm saying no. He doesn't. I'm saying no.
Okay, if he's found guilty of the civil, if he's found guilty in the civil trial, would he be known as a rapist?
Yes.
No. If he's going to get drafted in the top three rounds of the NFL draft, even with
that. That's not what we're talking about, though, Eric. We're just talking about the civil trial. If
yeah, I know.
Trial,
I mean, those are speculative. Those are those are kind of speculative questions. Those are speculative.
Okay, but you got to realize in the civil trial, it's not about reasonable doubt. It's the preponderance of the evidence. And the preponderance of the evidence is he admits that they had sex. They got his semen on her clothes. So the preponderance of the evidence says that there was sexual activity going on, and she says it was rape.
Okay, so what does that mean? He says no. She says yes. It was.
He can't say no because his DNA is on her underwear.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they didn't have sex. I'm not saying they didn't have sex. What I'm saying is in the civil trial, if she says yes that he raped her and he says no, and then he has witnesses saying that they had consensual sex.
Who the hell is going to be the witness? Who's going to be the witness to that?
Do they have people, from what I read is they have people videotaping and them dating and this, that, and the other.
That was not the same girl.
That's not what I saw. They said it was the same girl.
The one that the guys were about to get expelled for videotaping was the same girl?
Yeah. That's what I saw. That's what I read and saw. Yes, that was the same girl.
And
they showed on Facebook and all that.
They have toxicology reports, too. She said she was blacked out, but the toxicology reports indicate that she wasn't.
Again, like I said, the preponderance of the evidence is a different caliber and a different level than reasonable doubt. And if she has the preponderance of the evidence and she is found, he is found guilty in the civil trial when the court of public opinion answers, look at O.J. Simpson. He was found not guilty of killing his white wife. But then the family went and sued him in civil court. They won in civil court, and to this day, white folks still say he lost.
And got nothing. They got no money from O.J. And they also couldn't.
But they got the verdict. All they wanted was the verdict.
They also couldn't touch his pension that he was making like 25.
All they wanted was the verdict. They didn't need the money.
They might not need the money, but that's what they were trying to sue for.
Tony, you just brought up the perfect point. They got OJ's ass because if you look at it, the court system did not stop going after OJ until they put him in jail, and that's where he is.
Exactly.
Right?
They refused to let it go.
OJ had some problems.
They weren't going after OJ. OJ was a dummy.
If OJ would have just kept
and you think Jameis Winston ain't a dummy going out stealing crab legs and doing stupid shit?
OJ would not have gotten in trouble. Period.
Let me just say this. When there's a civil trial and there's somebody with money or is a public person, there's a reason why they settle these things. You hardly never see somebody let one of these civil trials go to court because it's just going to end up like OJ and they're going to lose. They settle these things. That's why Kobe settled. That's why there was no civil trial. That's why Michael Jackson settled with those people.
And when you settle, you are not convicted. In a civil trial, if you go to court and they say you're guilty, then that is a conviction. Whereas if you settle, you never have the conviction.
For me, I don't see how that...
conviction. You're wrong.
Well, I mean, it's a conviction in the court of public opinion.
Who cares about the court of public opinion? That means nothing.
The NFL cares about the court of public opinion. They're not going to draft him if everybody thinks he's a rapist.
It doesn't matter. The kid's still going to get drafted. I promise you.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yes, he will. And no one, who's saying he's a rapist? I'm not saying that. Because the kid was not
I'm telling you, if he is found guilty in the civil trial, he will not go in the first round of the NFL draft. I don't care if he wins three more Heisman.
Okay, now you go from the fifth to the first. I say the kid goes in the top three rounds. Okay, and it doesn't matter as long as you get drafted. So it really doesn't matter. Okay, I don't care if he goes in the seventh on the second day, the last pick. You're still getting drafted. You're getting opportunity that not many people get. And for me personally, I like to see young black men succeed. I don't try to talk against them. I don't care what they do. I know how society is and how chips are stacked against them. It's wrong.
Okay, but at the same time, while chips are stacked against you, you don't go and do things to stack more chips against you, like raping or even being in the situation to rape a white girl.
He's not a grown man. He's 19 years old in college.
That is a grown man. You are grown in this country at 18. What the hell are you talking about?
You try to tell me you didn't make mistakes at that age. I don't care if it was that severe.
Tell me he ain't a grown man at 18 years old. You are grown in the United States of America.
20-year-old freshman, sophomore in college.
It doesn't matter. He is a grown man.
He made a mistake just like you would in his age or have. So
no, I ain't never made a mistake and raped nobody. I ain't never made that mistake.
It's strange to me as a black man. That's strange to me. You know,
like I said, stop acting like he's some child. He is a grown man.
The kid makes A's in school. A young black kid trying to succeed, somebody else is calling him a rapist. The kid hasn't even been convicted of anything. Zero.
Okay, the kid wasn't convicted of theft. Is he not a thief? The kid's not been convicted of theft. Is he not a thief?
Dude,
because I got him on videotape walking out of a store with some crab legs that he didn't pay for. That makes him a thief.
That's hilarious to me. Does that make him a
racist? No, does that not make him a thief? Answer the question. Answer the question. Does that make him a thief?
Dude, does that make
him a racist? Why not? I got him on videotape walking out of a store without paying for a product. That is theft.
Okay, and? Which was the
that makes him a thief.
Okay, so he paid his fine and he paid his debt.
No. You didn't answer the question. Does that make him a thief? I don't care what he paid for. Did he do it?
No, it doesn't make him a thief. It makes him a kid who made a mistake at a young age.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't call a young kid at a young age who made a mistake a thief.
So, in other words, his age matters to whether he's a thief or not, right?
Maybe where he might be in life. My God.
So his age matters to whether he's a thief or not, right?
No.
His age matters to whether he's a thief or not.
That's your definition of him, not
Because the video clearly shows me that he walked in, he got them crab legs, and he walked out and didn't pay. To me, that's
theft. It wasn't that serious of an offense because all they did was write a ticket, and he did like 10 hours of community service.
Okay. But did he walk into a store and walk out without paying? That's called theft.
I don't know.
No, I saw the video. Did you not see the video?
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe he. I had to talk to Jameis Winston, so I don't know.
I don't need to talk to him to see the video. You didn't see the video?
I saw the video.
Because the video clearly showed me that he walked in and he walked out of that store without paying. That's theft, and that makes him a thief.
No, not in my eyes. It makes him a kid who made a mistake.
Wow, okay. Well, legally, that makes him a thief.
I'm not defining Jameis Winston as a thief, just like I'm not defining Cam Newton as a thief.
I don't remember seeing Cam on video taking crab legs.
Dude, that doesn't matter if he was on video or not.
I don't remember seeing that.
Video.
Yeah, Wiley,
okay, so you to condemn Jameis like you did, dude, it's hilarious. I can say the same thing about Cam Newton. He's a thief.
Like I said, I don't remember seeing Cam Newton on video taking crab legs.
He was convicted. He said he did it. Okay.
I don't remember him taking crab legs.
Cam Newton also, didn't he get kicked out of school, too? He got kicked out, didn't he?
I don't remember seeing him on.
Damage
made. It was also. Hold on, Eric, it was also a cheating situation, too, with Cam.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, why are you two trying to divert to Cam Newton? We are talking about Jameis Winston. We are talking about Jameis Winston. How did we get back to Cam Newton?
It doesn't matter. Cam Newton, you trying to condemn Jameis and Cam did the same damn.
Okay, again, how did we get on Cam Newton? Because the way what you're trying to do is divert from the truth about Jameis Winston.
It's low class for you to call that man a rapist, Wiley.
Well, you call me what you want to call me. The bottom line is he's a thief and a rapist.
That's your opinion.
You don't even want to look at
the
already been presented. You don't want to look at the
he's a thief and a rapist.
He didn't even rape her. All right, so
he's a thief and a rapist. You call me what you want to call me.
Yo.
No, that's your opinion. I mean, I don't care what you say. That's your opinion.
Yo.
You be, hey, Antonio, you be watching that rape and thief and show on Sunday. I guarantee you that. You'll be watching him on Sunday, contributing.
All right. Let's bring in James, man. James, you got something to say, yo?
Man, I mean, y'all just going at it with this thing, man. Seriously, let me break it down like this, okay? The thing with Winston, if it goes to a civil trial or whatever, you know what I'm saying, even if it goes to a civil trial and if he's found not guilty or guilty, public opinion is public opinion. And there's if you know, most people still think you raped a girl no matter what happened. Unless if you're an insider or know about, you know, being in the city or whatever it is. That is what people think regardless if he did it or not, even if he
prove, even if he's, like, you know, not found of any wrongdoing in the civil trial, they still will have people that have that idea. Case in point, people still have. So he was guilty and everything like that, and he tried to, you know, redeem himself and all of that. People still hang that on him. So they
I mean,
hang
but
that
what
on somebody with being guilty. It's gonna stick with me. Read that.
Oh, you breaking up?
Yeah, I don't see what really that has to do with anything, because that's really for anybody. I'm sure they said that. I'm sure they said that about Jack Johnson too, the boxer, back in the 1900s when he was boxing and having sex with white women. I'm sure they said the same thing about him. So this is not a new phenomenon.
Well,
you know, this is not something that has been that is just started.
Here's the other thing, though.
The same thing too. They put him in jail and tried to take his title away. Called the Mann Act. They arrested him. They arrested him for rape under the Mann Act.
Yeah, they did. They did. They tried to get him. Absolutely. But what I'm saying is, it didn't really stop him from doing what he was doing throughout his life. And if he was
stopped him from being who he wanted to be. No, he still boxed.
He wasn't the champion anymore.
It
didn't stop him from marrying who he wanted to marry or be with who he wanted. He got in trouble for going over and supposedly prostitution over some state line. That's what he got. That's what they got him.
So was he the champion of the world anymore after those charges?
I mean, that can happen to any. That can happen to you in today's time. That could happen.
Yes
to,
or no.
That could happen to any athlete. So
yes or no?
This is not a new phenomenon. This is something that has been
yes
going on
or
no.
After
time.
The charges, was
no.
he ever champion
you
of the world
it
again?
Does it matter if it's really yes or no? No, he was not the same. No, you would not be the same if you went to jail too for being accused of doing something. So that's for anybody. It's relative.
But
it means nothing. Your life is going to be different.
Okay, that's what we're saying. So if you're not going to be the same. Then what makes you think it won't have an effect on a rookie NFL player? I mean, I don't understand. What are we arguing here, really?
I mean, what I'm trying to say is that that's a part of his process. Okay, that's a part of him. That's something he probably knows he's going to have to deal with. So he prepares himself mentally to deal with that. He's not going to let that destroy him mentally to not be an NFL quarterback, being accused of rape by white people. Are you kidding me? And so what? Now you don't want to succeed? I mean, that happens to black men all the time. That is absurd to have that kind of thinking. It really is.
I see what you're saying, Eric. You're saying even though he's going to go through these trials and tribulations, him being a black man, you still got to push through.
Bingo.
Okay, but we are not talking about Jameis's mentality. We are not talking about Jameis's mentality. We are talking about the public opinion's mentality and the NFL's mentality. If the NFL deems him a rapist, they are
not
going to trust him.
Public opinion is for anybody in the public. That means
no, that is not true. That is not true.
Does any public figure. They're going to have an opinion about you.
And if it's negative, you are not going to be a public opinion. You're not going to be a public official too long. If your public opinion turns negative, you are not going to be a public official too long. And what we are trying to say to you is, if Jameis Winston loses this civil trial, then he is not going to do well in the NFL. That whole Jameis Winston being a superstar will never happen.
Totally different entities. What Jameis Winston is now looked at is like a William Jefferson from Louisiana who was involved in extortion, or Jesse Jackson Jr., the same as him. He's not looked at like him. He is looked at almost as like property. Okay, so if he has an opportunity to enhance an owner's partnership and what he's doing and his stake in the NFL, they are still going to draft Jameis Winston in today's time. Okay, that's not going to
okay.
affect what he's
going I have
to
a
do.
Question
because
for the panel. I have a question.
NFL football.
I have a question for the panel.
I agree.
I have a question for the panel. Yes or no? Simple for everybody. I'd like everybody to answer yes or no. No comments, just yes or no. We know that the stats for Michael Vick are good. Do you think Michael Vick, because of what he has done, could ever make the Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
No.
Absolutely not. Go ahead. Two more people. I haven't heard Cali Mike, and I haven't heard Clausel.
I don't know Michael Vick's stats.
Come on now. I asked yes or no, Clausel. Don't give me no bullshit. Yes or no?
I don't know.
See,
and
you,
where's that relative to? Okay, Tony, explain what you're trying to relate that to. What does that mean?
It means that because they see him as this dog killer, it doesn't matter what his stats say, they will not make him one of the heroes. You can best believe.
Who cares? Michael Vick doesn't
matter. Who cares? What the hell do you mean, who cares? Michael Vick cares. That's who cares.
Michael Vick has lived the life of a movie star. Okay,
what does that have anything? He's talking about a legacy. He don't care about how much money he's made now. 50 years from now, when he's dead, he wants to be remembered. And if all he's remembered for is killing a damn dog, then that is not what he wants to be remembered for.
No. Michael Vick is not playing football to get into the Hall of Fame. He's playing football because he loves it. That's what he does. That's what he is.
I cannot believe you just said that.
You think players play football to get into the Hall of Fame?
Hell yes, they play football to get into the Hall of Fame. Of course they play football to get into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, that doesn't matter to me. Okay?
That's like saying they're playing football not to win the Super Bowl.
That means absolutely nothing.
That's like saying your team is playing football not to win the Super Bowl. Come on, every team is playing to win the Super Bowl. Just like every player is playing to be the best player at that position in the history of that position.
Every team plays to win. That goes without saying. What I'm saying is that players play for the love of playing also.
That is bullshit.
But they play because they love playing the sport, too.
No, they play because they want to be the best. And they want to show the world that they are the best.
Some do, some don't. I'm not saying that about all athletes, because some don't. Okay? Some athletes are in it for business, especially in today's time. That's not for everybody. Absolutely not.
The bottom line that I'm trying to make you understand is for Michael Vick, he would much rather be remembered for being a great quarterback than to be remembered for killing a dog. And if he were to get out of the NFL today, he would be remembered as the quarterback that killed the dog.
And it's the same way with Jameis Winston. Lower class people will remember him as that. Not everybody will remember Michael Vick as a dog killer. That's hogwash. I definitely don't believe that.
Okay, well, what do you guys think OJ is going to be remembered for?
It's different. OJ will be remembered as a killer.
OJ, that's not the same thing.
He had a Hall of Fame career, and this happened 20 years after he got out of the NFL.
Michael Vick was accused of fighting and supposedly killing dogs. OJ killed a person.
OJ didn't kill the person. He was found not guilty.
It doesn't matter. You're defeating your argument because you're talking about the argument of public opinion. Okay? Michael Vick served his time.
Guilty,
say it again?
You're defeating the argument, too, by saying he's guilty.
Who?
OJ, you just said he killed somebody.
He did. OJ, but he got off. Yeah, I mean, he had the money to get off. I believe he did it. Okay, but it doesn't matter. The law says OJ had plenty of opportunities not to get himself in
trouble. Didn't you just go and knock down that black man? Didn't you just say we shouldn't be knocking down our black man? This man was found not guilty, and you just said, in your opinion, he's a murderer.
It's totally different. Stevie Wonder conceded OJ did that. OJ had mental problems. Stevie Wonder could see he did it. Mike, you took compare Michael Vick fighting dogs.
Eric, they have proof that O.J. Simpson did not do it. Another person admitted to the murder.
Who? I've never seen that.
There is a white guy that just passed away in prison, and his family did a documentary stating that he was a construction worker living next door to her when it happened. When he went to jail for murder, he admitted to several murders, and he said he was the one that killed her. And not only did he say it, the day that they went to that hearing or that little thing for their daughter, she had on this angel on her thing. He has the angel. He gave it to his mother in court when he went to court for one of the murders he had done, and his family still has the angel. That is proof that he was there and he did it. Google it.
I've never seen that.
I'll Google it.
But what I'm saying is, they have never announced or said anything about that. OJ has been put in jail. I've never heard any article news.
Because it's an old story, but I'm telling you, not only did OJ not do it, OJ Simpson was found not guilty. But you are saying that you still think he was guilty, even though legally he was found not guilty. But you want to tell me I can't be against no black man? What are you doing?
I can say the same thing about you and Jameis Winston. I think
what are you doing?
Hold on real quick. First of all, I understand where Eric's coming from. If you look at the evidence in the O.J. Simpson case, it's clearly you can see O.J. probably did it. You look at the evidence.
Disagree. The jury looked at the evidence and found him not guilty.
Because it wasn't Jameis Winston was found not guilty. If you look at the evidence with Jameis Winston, you can clearly see that Jameis Winston did not rape the woman, if you want to look at the evidence. That's a two different things.
Hold on, Claudio. You guys are being hypocritical as hell, man. If you're going to If you're going to do that, that's bullshit. I'm not even going to argue this point anymore. You're being hypocritical as hell. Now, you got to be real.
Okay, explain your point,
Explain your point on how I'm being hypocritical. Are we going to be real and discuss this, or are you guys just going to try to win an argument and say whatever you got to say to win?
Because I want to know how I'm
being
hypocritical.
Tell me where.
Cali Mike.
Quiet, I'll tell you. You just now said that you can't find a man guilty for one reason, but you just found O.J. guilty for the same reason. You said public opinion doesn't matter, but you said you think that O.J. is guilty. You said you know he's guilty. Then you start naming evidence that you don't even know anything about.
What I'm saying is that
I've never seen that documentary about O.J. being
not
guilty.
We all know
O.J.'s background. O.J.'s in jail now.
Okay, hold on. Besides the documentary, O.J. was found not fucking guilty. You just said he's still guilty.
Yeah, I think he did it. I think he was, if he didn't do it, he was involved. Yes, I do, personally, in my heart. That's what I feel.
Let me finish. So in your public opinion, he's guilty, right?
I mean, by my own personal opinion, yes, legality-wise, and as far as the law is concerned, no, he's not guilty.
We're talking about public opinion. That's all we were talking about, and you just contradicted the hell out of yourself. Stop.
No, I did not. How?
You did, bud. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm done, dude. You guys are now just trying to win arguments. When you try to win an argument, you lose a sense of logic. You're not understanding.
I think O.J. Simpson is guilty based on the evidence I saw in the case.
Okay,
yes.
But the jury saw it different.
You are the public opinion in this.
Not really. Not as a black man. Your opinion really doesn't matter. Really, it's the majority opinion.
Oh, my
so
God.
It don't matter,
now,
really.
Now we're doing semantics and getting off the subject.
Exactly. What Kelly Mike is saying, Let me finish. What Callie Mike is saying is the jury found him not guilty. No matter what you think, the jury found him not guilty. So when you two are still sitting here saying he's guilty, you are speaking as public opinion.
Okay, and?
And you just got through saying that public opinion shouldn't matter.
It's my opinion. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's my opinion. It's not going to affect the outcome one way or the other. My individual opinion is not going to affect the outcome of OJ.
Do you think public opinion is not going to affect O.J. Simpson being known for his Hall of Fame career as an NFL football player?
And that's how this started. When I asked that question, you said as a murderer. You didn't say as a Hall of Fame running back. You said as a murderer.
Who said that?
Clausell.
I didn't say that. I didn't call him a murderer.
I didn't call
O.J. a murderer.
Hold on, Eric. First of all, you did say that he murdered that woman. You said that. That's on tape. You did say that.
I said that he murdered. You got to play that back for me on this. I remember saying he murdered that woman. Okay, if I did.
So now you never said O.J. murdered his wife?
Okay, if I did, okay, you can say that I did say it. What's your point?
No, I'm asking you. No, I'm asking you. No, you're not going to put it in my words so you can't be wrong. Yes or no?
I'm not trying to do that. I stand behind everything I say.
Okay, besides all that, yes or no, did O.J. murder his wife?
Did O.J. murder his wife? Is that what you're asking me?
It's simple as pie. Yes or no?
Yes. OJ murdered his wife. He had something to do with it because he was mad that his wife was sleeping around him.
Okay, so they were
divorced. What the hell are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. He was jealous. OJ,
oh, my God.
OJ, you can say whatever you want to. OJ had some issues.
Besides the fact that he was found Jameis definitely doesn't have issues. You're right. So he just walks in the store and steals shit.
Not a 40-year-old grown man.
Oh, wow. That makes a difference, right?
Maturity does. Absolutely.
And age makes you more mature? Age don't make you more mature. I know some 50-year-old immature men.
Tony, now you're calling him a rapist and he was convicted of nothing.
You said because he's 19, he can't be mature. I know some 50-year-olds that are not mature and some 17-year-olds that are.
He's not fully a matured man. He's not mature yet.
Eric,
he's young.
He called murder and he was found innocent.
Okay, he was found innocent. I still believe, and I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that documentary that he's talking about. I think that he still did it. That's my opinion. He has something to do with it.
So why are you mad at Tony for calling Jameis Winston a rapist?
Because, wait a minute, I'm not condemning him of anything. If that's what he wants to think about Jameis Winston, that's fine. I have the right to think that that's wrong. But if you want to think of him as a rapist, that's fine. Okay? I can think of Cam Newton as a thief then. Okay? That's how I can look at Cam Newton. I don't see why Cam Newton keeps getting into this.
Why does Cam Newton keep getting thrown into this?
Is that there's more evidence there with OJ killing that woman than it is with Jameis raping that girl.
I see the semen.
Let me ask you a question, Eric. What proof do any of you guys have that OJ killed his wife?
Nicole's blood was in the Bronco.
No, they were married for 10 years.
That could have been anywhere.
First of all, Clausell, you're lying because that was Al Callan's Bronco, dude. So quit lying.
It was Al Callan's Bronco.
The blood that they found, they said it was in OJ's house. So you just now made up. You just now made some shit up.
No, it was Callan's Bronco.
But at the same time, finding blood in the house where you've been married for 15 years, that don't say you did nothing.
After it was proven,
so you gonna tell me you ain't never bled in your own house?
And
that's
was,
an insane statement right there.
I try to wipe it up, though, y'all. For me, I try to wipe it up when I do bleed. I don't try to keep it, you know, hard all over the place. This is after it was proven by the proven that the police mismatched the evidence. After it was proven that O.J. was on a fucking airplane, and they were trying to say that he flushed the knife down the toilet in the airplane. But you guys have proof, though, right? And you're gonna make the man guilty off of that, though, right?
Well, I mean, if her blood's at his house, man, I mean, if you can say the police planted it, that's conspiracy. Her blood was at his house. Now, wasn't it? I mean, that right there says a lot right there.
You just said the blood was in the Bronco, bro. So
I thought it was in the Bronco.
So you didn't even know what you were talking about then, right?
No, I must have mistaken. I guess it was a Dawson. I got to relook at the evidence, but I'm pretty sure that her blood was somewhere where it shouldn't have been. Let's just put it that way. So,
Winston, hold on, let me finish.
I mean, it gives an indication that he probably did, but what I'm saying is, if she's dead,
OJ not only cut her neck, he also cut the man, you guys forget there was another grown man with her who was a black belt martial art. He cut his neck too. Somehow only her blood though got in the house. None of his blood, but just hers. And y'all gonna convict the man, right?
Yeah, I mean,
even in the house she used to live in.
Even though
it was proven that the police that processed the case had a history of being raped.
In a house that she used to live in.
Well, I don't know.
I'll take a look at that documentary.
That's all I can say. Until I can be convinced that he did. Yeah, I mean, there's just too much. Maybe he did do it. I don't know. All I know is I think now that he did it.
You have just seen a complete act of hypocrisy and doublespeak.
I think he did it. I mean, I don't know.
I think he did it. I mean, that's me personally.
I don't think it was proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
So you guys' opinion, he's a murderer, right?
Based on the evidence. I'm basing my stuff on the evidence.
Oh, shit.
People aren't
Fuzzell, you didn't even know what the evidence is, so you don't know what you're about to
say. Yes,
I did. Your opinion. I'm just asking on your opinion. You just now said the evidence was in the Bronco. That's wrong, because it wasn't even in the Broncos.
I was mistaken, but it was at his house.
Okay, so you're unsure about the evidence then, right? So you're unsure about the evidence.
I mean, I haven't read this stuff in 20 years, man. I mean, 15 years, man. Let's just put it
okay,
away.
But
Fuzzell,
I'm basing what I'm saying on the evidence too. And the evidence in his case is both of them admit to sex. There is DNA in her underwear that says he had sex with her, and she says she said no, and he kept going. That, to me, is rape.
Her boyfriend's DNA, but why do you want to believe her?
How do you know?
Why not? Why do I have to believe him?
Why would he lie about something like that? Why would he jeopardize that? I mean, if you just want to get bare bones about it, why would he lie? I mean, he's thinking in his mind that she wants to have sex, like she wants to be with me. You know, so
okay.
You're asking why would Jameis lie? No, he's got a lot of reasons to lie. They showed them dating. It's not like that she just came out of nowhere.
Okay, but you know what? You sit there and say because they were dating, he can't have raped her.
No,
there are people in jail right now for raping their wives.
Look, that's not what I'm saying. We're getting too far off the subject. What we were talking about was public opinion. And we just now proved that opinions do matter. Whether you guys like it or not, whether y'all go back and try to be hypocritical and say you didn't say shit, y'all just proved that opinions do matter.
And it will sway where he gets drafted at all. That proves nothing to me.
No matter what.
I mean, that proves nothing to me. Everybody's going to have an opinion about something, about anything. Okay, that's not reflective on who you are and what you do. Because most people don't know Jameis from. You don't. Nobody here knows Jameis personally. You're going by purely speculation. You're going by what you read and what other people tell you.
Eric, I mean, this is all spec.
You're going off spec. That's what you're going off.
Eric, you don't know OJ.
What about OJ? Yeah, I mean, you can say we all go off spec.
I'm not saying
okay.
I don't go off spec. You go off spec. We all go off spec. So you don't know
opinion.
Anybody
that's
personally.
Your opinion, and that's opinion. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about opinion.
Yes, but and I'm also adding to that that that's not going to reflect Jameis and what he's doing and his success in life.
Now said that you remember O.J. You just now said O.J. is a murderer, and he's been proven. He's been said he was innocent. So either, like I said, you can't be hypocritical. Either you're going to go one way or the other. You can't.
How am I being hypocritical? I don't understand how I'm being hypocritical. O.J. is not the same as Jameis. Those are two separate incidents.
But you're saying that O.J. is a murderer even though he was found innocent.
My point that I'm trying to make is you are saying that O.J. is a murderer, and even though he was a Hall of Fame superstar running back in the NFL, all they're going to remember is that he was a murderer. But Jameis, who hasn't even gotten to the NFL, is going to be a superstar and Hall of Famer, even though he has been accused of raping a white girl. I just don't see the comparison.
I don't see the comparison in how you can compare Jameis to O.J.
You can't because O.J. has already proven himself.
How can you compare the two?
You can't because O.J. has already proven himself to be a Hall of Fame running back.
What does that mean?
Jameis Winston hasn't done anything.
Jameis has won a national title as a freshman. He will always be remembered for that.
In college, that means nothing on a professional level,
but he will always be remembered as a college all-star. Okay, so yes, he has proven something. That's wrong. He has proven something.
How is that going to matter when he goes to the NFL?
Because he's going to be prepared. He's going to know that he can lead. That is not going to affect him. Supposedly raping this white girl is not going to affect his on-the-field decision-making and the things that he does on the field. Are you kidding me?
You really don't think that if he is found guilty in that civil trial, it will affect his on-the-field performance?
No, I do not. I think he's mentally stronger than that, just like it didn't affect Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he's mentally stronger than that enough to go and be raped. Robbing people and stealing. That shows real mental strength.
He really don't like Florida State, y'all. He don't like Florida State. I can hear it in his voice.
That shows some mental strength to be going out stealing and robbing and doing all that stuff.
19-year-old kid makes a mistake, and now he's a thief and a rapist. Unbelievable. Younger black kid trying to make it. And then call him a thief and a racist. You sound no different than them, quite honestly.
That's who he is. I'm telling you what I see.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion, not mine. That's your public opinion. That's not my public opinion. You realize that if he's found guilty of this civil trial, that he's not going to the NFL at all, right?
No, I don't. I disagree with that. I guarantee you he goes to the NFL. I'll put money on it.
I think he will, too.
Yeah, he'll still get drafted. You guys don't understand business is what it sounds like. That kid is going to get drafted one way or the other. I promise you.
You think the NFL, with all their sponsors, is going to put in a...
Man, you guys are going way out with this, y'all. The kid hasn't even been convicted.
You're going way out, really. You're really going way out with this.
Both of you, Mike and Tony. You're going real way out with this.
I understand that the NBA owner just lost his team because he said words that sounded racist to people. And sponsors started going away.
Dude, let's not think that's the only thing he did. He was discriminating against blacks and housing, too.
Let me finish. So you think that if the NFL, a team is going to take a convicted rapist at quarterback and people are going to stand
for that? Dude, you think that they're, first of all, he's not a convicted rapist. He has not been convicted of anything. In the civil trial,
he
will be sued for money. It's so hilarious to me these black men are convicting this young black kid like this. It is hilarious. They don't have to do any more work anymore.
Once again, you're not listening. I said that if he's found
guilty, convicted this kid, yo.
I said that if he's found guilty at the civil trial.
Okay, and if he's found guilty, he's not serving any time. He will be sued. Okay, she will sue him for his earnings. How is that going to affect his on-the-field athletic ability? How is that going to affect him playing on the field? Why wouldn't the team take him?
Okay,
let's say he wins another national title this year.
You asked the question, let us answer it.
Okay, go.
Teams weren't jumping to take Michael Vick.
Listen, you asked the question, let us answer it. How is it going to affect him on field? Because every single time they say Jameis Winston, there's going to be a caveat to it. The guy that was found guilty in the civil trial for raping so-and-so. Ain't that how they do it?
No, they are not. That is so outlandish. That is outlandish that you would think that.
Tell me that's not what they do to Michael Vick. Tell me that's not what they do to Michael Vick.
Michael Vick was the number one draft pick. He rebounded.
Tell me that's not what they do to Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Every single time they talk about how great Michael Vick has done, or every time they want to give Michael Vick some credit, they always throw in, but the dog this, and, you know, that whole dog case, and they always throw it back.
You can say that about anybody who's made a mistake in society. You can say about anybody who's a public figure who's done something that they shouldn't have done.
So you're going to tell me that once he gets to the NFL, they're just going to drop the whole rape the white girl thing if he's found guilty?
Dude, that's your words, not mine.
I'm asking you.
What I'm saying is that he's going to get an opportunity to be an NFL quarterback. Now, the rest is on him. No, he's not going to get a sponsor from Microsoft. No, he's probably not going to get big-time sponsors from Ford and whoever else, McDonald's. No, probably not. He'll have to earn that, you know, through his play on the field. But, yes, the kid is going to get a shot in the NFL, civil trial and all.
If he's found guilty at that civil trial, he's not going to the NFL.
I guarantee you he will. Let's make a bet right now.
I'll bet you.
Yeah, I think he will, too.
Yeah, let's make a bet right now. $100.
So you guys believe that the NFL is going to draft a convicted rapist?
$100. Yes or no? Put up a set up.
He's not going to be a convicted rapist.
Oh, yeah.
If he's found liable, it's liable. Convicted.
Like I said, so if you guys think that somebody's going to the NFL is going to draft somebody who's been found liable of rape?
First of all, I can't believe that you're even taking it there. They're not even going to look at it like that. First of all, the NFL is looking at him. He paid his homage. What else do you want the kid to do? He paid what he was supposed to do. Why would you continue to hang that over his head after he paid his debt to society? That's absurd to me. Absurd thinking.
We're talking about if it even goes to trial. He hasn't even been to trial yet, so what is he paid? What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about? The kid is going to be a top 10 pick. Okay, he's going to be a first round. He's a first round talent. We all know that he's going to get drafted.
Are you not?
Say it again.
I'm saying that if he goes, if there's a civil trial and he's found guilty, that he's not going to the NFL.
And what I'm saying is that he is. And I'm saying I'll bet you $100 that he does.
You're saying if there's a civil trial and he's found guilty.
Yes. Now I'm putting my money behind it.
Yes. I just said yes. I accept that.
Okay. Good. I'll remember. I'll remember.
You don't have to. It's on tape. You don't have to. It's on tape. Shit. I'll remember. The internet will remember then. There's no way.
Yeah, I remember.
There's no way in hell that the NFL is going to draft somebody, especially in the first round, who's just lost a civil trial for rape. You guys are.
That's your opinion. That's your. There's guys who've done worse. Do you actually think that Jameis Winston is the first guy to be accused of rape to go into the NFL? And the kid has not even been accused, mind you. He's not even been convicted. But you're talking about the civil suit.
Eric, are you listening? We're not talking about accused. We're talking about losing.
Right. We're talking about the civil suit. Okay?
Exactly.
So that means no criminal time. That means you will have to, if he loses. We're talking about if he loses.
You can't name any NFL firm or you can't name any sports player, period, that's lost a civil trial for rape and is still was allowed to play. You can't name one.
Can you name one? Can you name one?
First of all,
you wouldn't know if there was anyway. You wouldn't know. That stuff is sealed. If it did happen, you wouldn't know.
That's public record.
Tony, then look, you don't think those players can actually say if they make an agreement with the accuser and pay them
money? No, that's an agreement. If you go to court, that is public record.
But what I'm saying is if you actually think that Jameis Winston, if all this happens, if you think he's the first player that has been accused of rape to be drafted into the NFL, then you don't know the NFL because there are plenty more. I'm sure that he's not going to be the only one there if that all happens.
Mark Sanchez. People don't forget, Mark Sanchez was accused of the same thing in college. People kind of forget about that. And he's doing Dante Stallworth killed a person while he was drunk, and you came back to the NFL. So Larry Little did the same thing.
Was found guilty? Was any of these players found guilty or not, or are you just naming shit?
Those players took care of
it. Dante liable for killing them. No, Dante Stallworth was guilty of killing Dante Stallworth was guilty of killing a person while he was drunk.
No, he wasn't. He was never convicted, never went to jail.
Yeah, he settled, that's why.
That was a settlement, exactly.
He settled. So he didn't have to. And that's what I think is going to happen with Jameis Winston, quite honestly.
I don't even think he should settle with her, but, hey, he might have to.
He settled. I remember seeing it on TV. There was an undisclosed amount that he gave. It was a Hispanic family.
I've been saying the same thing for the past 30 minutes, and you keep ignoring it. Those are called settlements. I'm saying if he goes to a civil suit and he's found guilty, and you can't name any player that's been found guilty of any of that.
I mean, but that's
so
a look. Okay,
names.
I understand that. I understand all that.
No, you don't, because you keep saying different things.
No, I don't. When I'm saying, no,
just
listen closely.
Dante Stallworth, who settled?
I didn't say that. I said that was a settlement. He settled for that.
Yes, and I said that's the reason why those players settle, because they don't want to lose their civil trials.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is going to probably happen with Jameis Winston.
I said that if it goes to civil trial, you're saying
right.
that if it goes
and
to
I,
civil
and
trial,
I'm also
loses,
saying and I'm also saying on top of that, if it does go to civil trial, he will still get an opportunity to play in the NFL. Yes.
No, we're not saying, no. That's not what you said. You said that the man will be drafted in the top three or top five positions.
Hey, can I make a clarification right here?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, all right. From what I'm hearing is this. With this Winston joint, Eric said if it goes to a civil trial and Winston is found guilty in the civil trial, he'll still be in the NFL. Is that how it's put? Or am I correct with that?
Yes. That's my opinion.
All right.
So that's what Eric is putting $100 on the line for.
Yes. When it happens. But does all that have to happen? What if he just gets drafted?
Oh, well, that's between y'all two. If you want to,
I mean, that's
that
what
way.
I'm asking. I mean, you don't think he's not going to get drafted, do you? If that doesn't happen,
I said.
He's going to get drafted.
He is a legitimate athlete. He is a good football player. So will he be able to go to an NFL? I really think he can. But do I think he is going to go in the top three or four rounds? Absolutely. He could win the Heisman again. But if he is found guilty in a civil trial, he will not go in the first three rounds of the NFL draft. He will not.
Okay. Dude, I didn't say, I don't care what rounds he goes in. I never put a round on it. I said that he will get drafted.
If he's found guilty in a civil trial, he's not going to the NFL.
Right. That's your opinion. You say he's not going. I say he's going.
And that means, look,
Cali Mike, that means also he could be picked up as a free agent, too. Okay,
bro,
that means
he's never going to play in the NFL.
Yeah, okay. He may never be a starter in the NFL.
He's going to get drafted. Okay, civil suit and all.
Wait a minute. What are you keep changing this shit up? What the hell are you talking about here, man?
Eric is saying he's going to get drafted regardless. Lose a civil suit, if he settles or whatnot, he's going to get drafted.
Yeah, what do you understand about that?
But no, you just know. That's not what he just said. He just now changed up what he said.
I said Jameis Winston is going to get drafted, civil suit and all.
You said to make it.
Hold on. Wait. I thought I heard earlier that somebody included, you know, being picked up as a free agent after the draft.
Yes, you did, James. Yes, you did. But, of course, since we're trying to win arguments, we're going to forget that.
Okay, so, Ed, you don't want that to be part of the bet? You don't want that to be part
you
of
don't
it?
Want it? Bro, you realize what it is? Okay, I'm done. You're right, Eric. I'm not even getting to use it. Now we're arguing against that stuff. And I think everybody realizes that we're entering into the realm of insanity here.
James,
if I'm lying, say so. Do you understand what this dude just said? But if I can't,
all I know is, it's on tape. That's all I gotta say. It's on tape.
Hey, I got a question.
I'm just gonna say this. I don't think that Carzell and Eric are being objective because you guys like him and you like Florida State. If he were from another team, I don't think that you would be feeling the same way about his opportunities and his legal issues. I think that you are being biased because you like the Florida State Seminoles, so you are being biased towards their quarterback, and that's how I see it.
No, I mean...
Well, I don't see it that way.
I see this guy has superstar talent, and I haven't seen... And this is a brother, too, man, so I'm definitely putting myself behind him, and I want this guy to do well, and I think he has the ability to do well. I really do. I think he has the ability to be a superstar in the NFL.
So you're telling me that you are going to put your...
Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish. And I believe that his ability is a threat. I believe it's a threat to the NFL. It's putting the NFL on notice because when he gets in the NFL, he is that good. He's going to be the face of a franchise. When you think about Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Andrew Luck, all these top quarterbacks, you want to put this guy in the mix of them, I think that's kind of threatening to the face of the NFL because I think when he's in the NFL, he's going to be a very good quarterback. And I think, I don't know what it is. There's something that's brewing to try to prevent him from getting to that point.
Well, for me, the one thing that I think I kind of get upset with what you just said is you guys keep throwing in, well, this is a brother. A brother that has done wrong is wrong. Whether he is a brother, white man, green man, blue man, wrong is wrong no matter what color you are, and you shouldn't get supported for being wrong no matter what color you are.
Do you believe in forgiveness or no? Do you think everybody should just fall back to them for the rest of their life?
You're not wrong. Forgiveness does not mean you're not wrong. You have to admit you're wrong.
I'm saying what he did as far as stealing those crab legs was wrong. Okay, if that was the truth and he did that, that was wrong. You should not have done that. But what I'm not going to do is call him a thief for the rest of his life because he made a mistake one time. okay? And I'm sure there are ins and outs of that story that we don't know about. So, no, I'm not going to call him a thief. A rapist, I'm not going to call him either because he's not a rapist. He was not convicted of rape.
Exactly.
But you call O.J. a murderer.
Yeah, I do call O.J. a murderer for now, but there's no and there's evidence that shows me that he
no, the jury that said he was innocent.
So, okay, the jury said he was innocent. My public opinion in terms of O.J. and his background and what he's done and his background with women says that he did it.
Okay, well, there is a video. Wait a minute. There is a video that shows Jameis Winston stealing those crab legs. So you're going to tell me he's not a thief?
I did not say that he was not a thief. What I'm saying is that I'm not going to call him that for the rest of his life.
But is that not what he is? There is actual proof that he did it.
So if a, so let me ask you this. If a 12-year-old steals a pack of gum out of the store and he or she is caught on videotape, are they a thief for the rest of their life?
12-year-old, dude, we're not talking about a damn kid. We're talking about a grown man.
We're talking about a 19-year-old college kid. That's what we're
oh,
talking about.
Oh, man, at 18, you are an adult.
Well,
at 18, you are an adult.
Matured. You're not fully mature. There was no way I was ready to be a grown man at 18.
I don't know about you, but when I was 19, I knew better than to steal shit out of the supermarket.
Okay,
I
did it.
I can,
hey, you know what? You know what? I can tell you honestly that I didn't because we did it in college all the time. We used to go to the grocery store
and
just
eat stuff. Hold on, and Mike, didn't you steal in the stateroom? Didn't you steal in the, didn't you sneak into Florida State parties and not pay?
Hell no. What are you talking about?
Yes, you did. Stop lying, man. Yes, you
did.
Come
on
now.
Thieving, y'all. If you did that, you thieved too.
That's what I'm just saying, man. I mean, you're gonna just hold this guy to that stupid stuff, Whiteley? Come on, man.
It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
You want to call this guy a rapist? You want to call this guy a rapist? Look.
Clausell.
Look at the evidence. You don't even want to look at the evidence in the trial.
Clausell. Clausell. Clausell.
Yes or no? Clausell. Yes or no? Is Jameis Winston a thief?
No, he's a
yes
guy.
Yes or no? Is Cam Newton a thief? Yes or no? Is Cam Newton a thief? Yes.
Why do
no?
we keep going back to Cam Newton?
Because
we are talking about Jameis Winston.
He was a laptop from Florida. He was a
we are talking about Jameis Winston.
It
can we stay on Jameis Winston?
It's the same scenario. He made a mistake. Cam made a mistake. I'm not gonna condemn this kid for the rest of his life for making a mistake, stealing food out of the grocery store.
Was it proven that Cam Newton stole those laptops?
Yeah.
He was kicked out of school.
He was a thief. Yes, he's a thief. Yes, thief.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not our question here. Clausell, is Jameis Winston a thief?
No, he just made a mistake. I said no.
Oh, wow.
No,
so because you like him, it's a mistake.
Clausell,
had it been somebody else, he's a thief.
What was his mistake, Clausell?
What was his mistake? He went
hold on, folks. Hold on. Time out, Clausell. I just want to let everybody know, whenever you ask somebody a question and they repeat the question, they are about to bullshit you. Especially
when
it's a
man.
Simple question.
Whatever. All right, his mistake was the fact that he went into Publix and forgot to pay for the crab legs.
Forgot?
I'm done.
Forgot?
I'm done.
Yes.
Stick a fork in me, folks. I'm done.
Quite honestly, from the videotape that I saw, it looked like he usually would get the hookup. And that was something he would go in late night and do. He knew somebody in the back of the deli, and they would hook
exactly.
him up with those crab legs. That's what
so
it looked like to me.
So that means it's not stealing then, right?
No, I never said that, dude. Why are you trying
okay,
to put words in my
okay,
mouth, okay?
What,
I didn't say
okay,
he didn't
then what,
steal.
Then what
yes, he did. But what I'm saying
for?
Is
why
that you're why are you going to call him a thief for the rest of his life? A 19-year-old kid who makes a mistake.
I'm not asking you to say. Listen, hello, Eric. I'm not. Eric, I'm not asking you to call him a thief for the rest of his life. I'm asking you to call him a thief right now at 11 o'clock at night.
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, he stole those crab legs. He did something. I mean, yeah.
So is he a thief?
He was a teacher in the dome where he was supposed to do that.
Is he a thief?
He took something he wasn't supposed to take.
Is he a thief?
That's called stealing, Eric.
Is he a thief? Answer the question.
People do it all the time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess to the true definition of the word, absolutely.
Say yes, Jameis Winston is a thief.
He's a thief. Like
okay,
Clausell,
is Jameis Winston a thief?
No.
Hey, Clausell, don't let them bother you, dude. It's no big deal. We know he's not a thief, dude. He took those crab legs. He made a mistake. They're just trying to make you. They're trying to make him out to be something that he's not.
I want to ask y'all a question. I want y'all to be honest. Do y'all smoke weed? Because I don't smoke weed. I don't know what you can do to people, but it sounds like y'all might like be high or something, and I'm not, because the shit that y'all are saying just sounded insane to me.
All right, man.
I just had a man say that in the desert. He just had to explain the definition of stealing to prove that this dude stole.
Nah, I don't mess with the stuff, bro.
Okay.
My
on.
Question.
Y'all, hold on. That didn't sound like a no.
So what you're telling me, Clausell, is Jameis Winston today, June the 1st, 2014, is not a thief.
Hold up,
this might explain a lot. This might explain a lot. Clausell, have you been smoking the whole time I've known you? Can you figure out where did you used to smoke at FAMU when I didn't find it? Couldn't see it. Maybe I was the only one in the group who didn't smoke.
Eric's right, man. The dude just made a mistake, man. And
So Clausell, my question is, wait a minute, Clausell, what did he do community service for?
I don't know that.
You already asked me damn questions. I got a question for you.
Right. No, answer the question.
What did he do community service for? You asked me damn questions. You won't even let me ask one. Let me ask you a question. Are there pictures of Jameis Winston and the girl on the line? Are there pictures of them all on the internet? Winston and his accuser.
What did Jameis Winston do community service for?
You don't want to answer the question. You don't want to answer the question. I got a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Did the woman say she was blacked out and the toxicology reports indicate that she wasn't blacked out?
I would have to say yes. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the facts of the case.
How are you going to call him a rapist when you don't even look at the evidence? How are you going to call Jameis Winston a rapist? You don't even know the evidence of the case.
You called OJ.
Be quiet right now. Go back to smoke. Wait. All right. So
because it is a let me explain. You ask. The reason why I can call him a rapist is because 9 times out of 10 in a rape situation, there are only 2 people in the room. And no matter what toxicology, no matter what DNA says, it's a he said, she said, and it's about who you believe, and I believe her.
And that's your opinion.
Really?
And you can have that opinion. And I don't believe her. And then
I told you why.
Okay. I don't have an issue with that if you break it down like that. I mean, if that's what you want to believe, then that's your belief. But just know that he has not been legally convicted of anything. Like
I never
said
he was. There's
right.
2 people in that room nobody else can really know, and it's his word against her word, and from what he has shown me, I believe her.
Okay. That's fine. I don't have any problem with that.
So, Clausell, you didn't answer my question. What did he do community service for?
For not paying for the crab legs.
And what does not paying for something mean?
Not giving the people money for it. That's what that means.
No.
I mean, I mean, come on. You claim you went to Florida. Doesn't that make sense right there? I mean, come on.
What is the term for not paying for something and taking it?
Carzell, he's trying to play, okay, bro.
I know. 2 minutes left, man. We got 2 minutes left.
It's called a theft. Is that not called a theft? Is that not called a theft?
He's not a thief.
No, I said, is that not a theft? When you take something and don't pay for it, isn't that considered a theft in legal terms?
Why do we have to explain theft to grown men? Why don't you guys
You can accidentally not pay for it.
Okay, is that not called a theft?
No,
okay,
I think
Carzell, when you go in the grocery store,
finish up, man.
Okay, I'm asking you a question. When you go to a grocery store, don't you walk to the cashier after you get your items and pay for them?
Yes, and James Winston forgot. Okay, let's wrap it up. All right,
We're gonna wrap it up here, you guys.
Thanks for coming out, CMT Firestorm. We'll see you guys next week, man. Peace.
Peace. Bye. Up, ladies, this weekend.
Peace.
Yeah.